Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin'? This is Casanova Rudd, and you're tuned in to GQ Palace.
You never really noticed me. Now all of a sudden you want to talk to me. Just because you see me doing big things, baby. Take a picture. Without the fame, I'ma still be me. Whether the streets or I'm on TV. We in the park or I'll be a
Sharp Cannon Kodak, Top Coat Cashmere, Will Camo Kojak, wrist and neck, drip drop, clip pop, hold that, wrong man, hand up, stand up, know that, wasn't always rosé, click yeah, viva, Miami for the weekend, eating, she ma, pull up, valet park car, be ma, remember being flat broke till I had Enoch, had to get my change up, change up, like a flat tire side of the road, the right time with the right grind, climbing the roads, rock diamonds to glow, ice blind them in shows, heard lights to slide in the hole, it's my way, or the highway, eye and toe, yes, I'm a pro, press eye and the foes, talking, what a walk, talk, never the foe, yeah.
You never really noticed me, now all of a sudden you wanna talk to me, just because you see me doing big things, baby.
Chick like who him, in the low bubble, trouble with the low brim, running no huddle, double the score, Tom Brady, Mercedes, settle the floor, won't settle with all, middle finger to law, parquet, bread and butter, but I hunger for more, look closer, I'm the one you tried to ignore, mimosas, what I said, starting my mom, while these other niggas playing, Q playing the show, beat front, she can front if she want, trust. Cause never will I change my course or rearrange my thoughts to be arraigned in court. For no dame, it's public. I'm no lame, know how to get dough, get low, the flow flame. My desire is fire, saliva, propane. Cue, turn it up, flick, the bitch is always the same. Yeah.
You never really noticed me. Now all of a sudden you wanna talk to me. Just because you see me doing big things, baby.
Big Chris Wallace, any night, take flight, St. Thomas, first class recliner, wine and empanadas, stay sky high, call the frequent flyer mileage, touchdown land, couple grand like Cuba, chick shirt cooler, something like Zamunda, blue water, white sand, Rona's in the cooler, cue Mr. Dos Equis, come correctly, chilling crushed linen, mocha loafers, Giuseppe's, huh, they told me that it can't be done, so why I'm feeling like a champion, thought you was fancy, huh, yes you drew like Nancy Dunn, shed a tip for every lappy run, real rap, cause on track, he El Capi son. Hand out, can't hand you none. Guess it happens, lights, camera, action, one, deuces.
You never really noticed me. Now all of a sudden you wanna talk to me. Just because you see me doing big things, baby.
All right, y'all. Good evening, Dons and Divas. I'm your host, Rich Money, and welcome back to GQ Palace Radio. Before we get started, I want to take this time out and thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Now, last weekend, we had a great show. We had Gladys Hancock with the GQ General Question. We had up-and-coming artist Rico Milano, and we played his smashing single NASCAR and found out what was his inspiration and goals as an up-and-coming artist. After Rico, we had Lady B from LOB Entertainment and Eva Diva from Sweet Dreams Entertainment, letting us know what's been going on with them. And also, they have Recession Wednesdays going on at Glenroy's at 145th East 149th Street. It's $3 drinks, $3 food, $3 entry. After Lady B and Eva D, we had our special guest appearance, Casanova Rudd in the Palace, telling us about some of his new projects and letting us know what's been going on with him since Due to James. We played some of his exclusive tracks, excuse me. Now, to hear last weekend's show, you can go to blogtalkradio.com and type in GQ Palace. That's GEEQUE Palace, and check out the archives. Tonight, we have an amazing show for y'all. We have KC Johnson with the GQ General Question. After KC, we have up-and-coming artist Lulu, and we're going to be playing her smashing single, Lulu, featuring Kate Desert, and find out what's her next step in the music industry. After Lulu, we have our special guest, comedian Sean Harvey, in the building. And we're going to find out what's his next step as a stand-up comedy. And for the last part of our segment, we have a banger for y'all. We have our special guest appearance, Grandmaster Caz from the Cold Kush Brothers, Chuck Freeze from the Jazzy Five, and Papa Wu, father of the Wu-Tang Clan. So don't move. We'll be right back with KC and her general question. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
You know, sometimes you have to put yourself first. I'm doing me.
I could pray for you to act right every day.
Dons and Divas. Welcome back to GQ Palace. And with me right now, I have KC Johnson. KC, welcome to the show. KC, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, how are you doing?
I'm all right. Yourself?
Okay.
Well, you know, I want to tell you, I really want to thank you for taking the time out to join us this evening.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, we appreciate that. You know, we try to do what we can. Now, would you like to tell our listeners a little something about yourself?
Well, basically, wow. From understanding, I am a child of God, a mother, a wife, a student of Los Angeles City College, because I am in California. I achieved my associate degree in AA and cinema production. Accumulated so many things after going through so many obstacles, and I say that because I've ran the streets of L.A. for so long, I finally came to the conclusion that I had to really sit down and to better myself, to be a better female, a better woman, to become a better lady today.
Wow. All right. You know, it's definitely, you know, a blessing. You know, you got everything put together. You know, as long as you don't forget about the past and look forward to the present, you have a beautiful future.
Right.
No. Now, what's your topic for this evening?
Well, basically, I have a really deep question, and it's not for anybody to take it personally, but basically, I'm going to just say, be blunt.
Okay, we take nothing personal.
For anybody to really think about, if you had to really survive the streets from being abandoned by your mom, would you use drugs for a stimulus?
Wow. That is a very deep question right there. That's something to really think about. What made you choose that specific topic to discuss this evening?
Well, like I said, I'm a cinema production major, and what inspired me to do that is after looking at my life and my life story, I felt the need through my spirit to put it into script form, to put it into film, and to make a movie based on my life, and the movie is called Keeping It Real.
Okay.
Right. So working with...
Gosh, it sounds interesting. Go ahead, finish.
Okay, so working with some of my film student peers, they helped me out. God bless me to where I had no budget, but it was worked out to where I had good aspiring actresses, actors, and I also worked with Marla Gibbs, Angela Gibbs, which is Marla Gibbs' daughter. And she taught me and mentored me still, knowing how to put my life into a script form. So I went to school, the summer of 06, didn't know anything about nothing for a film or the industry. And I put my life into a movie, which I have a trailer that you can find on YouTube. Go to my channel, 1029 Casey. That's 1029 CASEY, and you can see the trailer now. The trailer has some music introduction. It's not narrated because I didn't tell you God blessed me to put it all together. So there's no narrator to really give you the preview of what's about, but it is super important to tell you that, you know, two friends, you know, all alone, surviving in the street, and you can actually use your imagination to see where the movie is really going and what it really entails.
Okay, so, you know, we definitely got to have you back on to talk about this movie you got out. That's a must.
I hope so.
Oh, yes, that is a must. We definitely got to have you back on to talk about that movie you got out.
Hey, come on now. I'm ready.
All right, Dons and Divas, phone lines are now open. The number to call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air to give your point of view on KC Topic or stay on the line to hear the show. You know, that topic is just, like, so deep, you know, but as personally speaking, I would say if you have no other choice, sometimes people don't have a choice, and they figure that turning towards drugs will relieve them. You understand? It'll put them in a better state of mind. It'll like, block everything out that they're going through. You understand? That's the way some people think. Me, personally, I'm not going to really say it's a good thing to turn towards drugs if you get abandoned. You know, because to me, that's putting you in a worse situation. And it's going to be harder for you to get out of that situation. You understand what I mean?
Right. Well, you know, there is a way, and my solution, I found God. And I am a firm believer of what they call 12 steps now. People choose to do whatever it takes to relieve themselves from whatever bondage that may be. You know, some people just go straight to church or straight to God, get on their knees and pray to whatever their heavenly father may be, call it what you want, name it, label it, it is what it is. However, I found a solution, and my solution was 12 steps, and that's what happened to work for me, for me to really get back into action, to really go to God that I serve today. You know what I mean? And I will preach that, and I will say that, and I really walk that. You know what I mean? That I do today, and I've been doing it for 8 years, almost 9, because my sobriety date is April 26, 2004, and it took me to really get down on my knees and really, you know what I mean, and really, you know, question myself. And a big question I have personally for myself is, do I still want the life that I've been leading as being a follower to other people and them going to them things, going to them places, doing them things? Or do I want to find a better way, you know what I mean, to estrange from those personal people, places, and things that I've been doing, you know, because I've been really beating myself up, you know. So I really found a better way in, you know, in life.
Okay. We got some callers on the line, so we're going to bring them in so they can also discuss your topic for this evening, all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello?
Yes.
That's a very good topic. Very, very good. I can tell you that on myself, I'm not ashamed to say it. I would like to share this story with other people, but I was once that person where I was actually was a bandit, but I felt like I was a bandit by family members, and so I chose to go out in the streets, and yes, I turned to drugs. It was my choice, you know what I mean, because you always have a choice, whether it's right or wrong. But the thing is that the reason why some people may do it is because, you know, they might be in so much emotionally scarred, you know, physically scarred, whatever, and it turns to drugs to hide that. And like Rich Money said, it only gets worse. It only gets worse.
Right.
You know, and that's all I can say about that. I mean, that's really.
But let me ask you, how did you feel when you turned to drugs in that situation?
Okay, how did I feel? Well, drugs are like this. It depends on what drugs you use, but no matter what drug you use, when you do use it, it gives you a good feeling, you know what I mean? It makes you feel, you start thinking, well, you know what, this is where I want to be right now. How does what drugs do? It alters the mind, you know what I mean? It's like it's a mind-altering drug. It alters your ego and everything. So I felt good. But the thing is that after it's gone, the money's gone, and the drugs is gone, then reality comes back. You know, you can never escape reality. And it's mm-hmm. hard.
I like that. If I can intervene, I like what he say. You can never escape reality, because how that's so true is because once that high comes down, the problem is still there. And what I was taught, you know what I mean, when we think we're trying to escape the problem, what happened is we acquire an allergy in our body, and once I start, I can't stop. All bets is off. Now, I became a weed head, you know what I mean, and a lot of people say, hey, weed is the earth, it grows in the ground, you know what I mean, earth and everything like that. Okay, fine, that's your choice. I don't have nothing against that. At the same time, I went into the present, and this breath has got to work for me, but I went to shine, to crack, to see, you know what I mean, and it never gets better, you know, so.
We have another caller, but before I bring the caller on, I want to ask both of y'all this question, because it seemed like both of y'all was dealing with the same situation. When y'all was taking the drugs, did y'all feel like y'all escaped everything that was going through, that y'all was going through? Did y'all feel like, all right, now I'm relaxed, now I'm calm, because I took this drug, you know, I was abandoned. This is my friend now. So I'm feeling like, okay, you know, this is the way my life is. What made y'all get out of that situation, you understand, to make you realize, okay, I got to get myself back on my feet and leave these drugs alone?
Well, personally, what made me get out is that, you know, it's like I said, after you use a drug, that's reality hits you. And when I'm talking about reality, I'm talking about, you talking about the past, how your life was before and then. And I compared it. There's really no comparison, but I try to compare it. And every time I compared it, it was always my past came out on top, meaning that, you know, I had a good life. I had a mother, a father, cousins, sisters. You know, everybody had family. You know, but all my struggle through that, you know, me going and having accidents and being hurt in the street, you know, because of drugs, I've literally seen the pain in my family members' eyes, the tears, the cry, you know, the expression, the verbal expression. You know, and then I have to think about, wow, you know, they're hurt, I'm being selfish. But it's not become a struggle. I have a choice between my family and the shit that this drug has on me. So, you know, what I did was like, you know, okay, I can't do this anymore, and I just changed my life. But yes, last but not least, the question is, do I feel like I'm better? Yes, I felt like that this is my life. I accepted it.
Casey, I want you to answer that same question, but I want to bring the other caller on real fast.
Okay. For me, in that moment, beginning high, I'm so full of flight for reality. I love that ease and comfort that effect that produced in my body. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because what I'm thinking is that I'm escaping reality. Now, at that moment that I'm getting high, man, forget family. It ain't about the family, the kids, the husband, the wife, and nothing and nobody but me. It's about my selfishness and what I want. Now, when my turning point was as one person was watching my movie, is when I saw, you know, my best friend was dead on arrival from alcohol poison, and I'm talking about my do-or-die best friend. My lifestyle best friend that I ran the streets with, who was an alcoholic, and became dead on the right. You know what I mean? After every other obstacle that I went through, being abandoned, early birth, I lost a baby. You know what I mean? Now I'm off the streets. Now I've become a crackhead like my mom. Now I'm hungry. Now I have no choice but to trick and all my ass. You know what I mean? Not thinking that, okay, I want to eat, but do I want to choose food over crack? You know what I mean? I'm hungry, but at the same time, I need a hit. So, once I get my head, at the same time, my stomach is rumbling, I'm a true threat. So, it's not a question of do I love my family at that time, because I still want to get high. Now, once the high come down, feelings start occurring, and real feelings show up, and I want to cry, you know what I mean? I want to pray to my Heavenly Father, and I want to cry about my family, but then let me take one more hit one more time.
All right. We have another caller on the line. I'm going to bring this caller in. We have a couple of callers on the line. I want to bring this caller in real fast, and then we're going to bring the next one. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, D, okay. Casey, either way you want to take it. First off, I want to give you much praise, you know, for being so, you know, open with this situation. I've been there, done that, but it wasn't behind my family. It was because it was what I wanted to do. I got caught up, you know, but I thank God that what I used to be, I'm no longer that. You know what I'm saying? I can't blame it on anybody but myself.
No.
Regardless that I was around it, I was around it constantly. But they had nothing to do with it. They didn't make me do it. I chose to do it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And until I got caught, that's what made me a different person.
Mm.
You know. What were you saying, Rich?
I hear a lot of noise in the background.
Yeah, I do too.
Love that. Probably on the street.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you figure you so I'm gonna ask you the same question. Did you feel like this was something you had to do? Like
No.
Just to
it
relax your mind or something?
It was something I wanted to do. Nobody could make me do what I did. My ex-husband was doing it. You know, and I was looking at the way that they was, like, shining and smiling. You know, I was like, shit, let me try this. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it took for me getting busted to know this is not for me. I learned the lesson. I could have been looking at 21 years, but I chose to go the other route. I chose to give it up. I mean, seriously, you know, and today, and that's why I say, Casey, I give you much respect, sweetheart, because you didn't have to come out and tell anybody about your past.
Right.
I didn't have to choose to come out and tell anybody about my past.
Right.
We're talking about years. Seriously. You know, I've overcome my problem. And I thank God every single day that I'm not where I used to be. I may not be what I ought to be, but I thank God I ain't what I used to be.
Right.
And I'll tell anybody, yes, I was loving. Hey, it wasn't nothing better than a piece of crack.
Wow.
Right.
I didn't even care about my kids or anything.
Wow. So, yeah, because it usually puts you in that predicament where you just worry about that drug, you understand? We have another call. I just want to bring that caller in real fast.
Okay.
Hello? Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, you want to air?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on?
All right. Do you know the topic for this evening?
I just got back from watching the Sparkle show. I didn't know, based on the last person was talking about. But yeah, I just got done watching the Sparkle movie, so I'm pretty excited about it.
Okay, well, we're talking about something totally different. We're talking about a situation about would you choose to turn to drugs if you was abandoned by your mother?
I think, I had that situation happen as far as my dad. He wasn't really abandoned. But his mother passed when he was around 23, 24, and he turned to drugs. And until I had my own kids and was able to look back on his situation, I really didn't understand how you could leave your kids and, you know, go that route with drugs, you know, when you have so many responsibilities. But, you know, I've never lost my mother or, you know, anyone else that I was really close to. So when I look back on his situation, saying, how would I have acted, you know, had that happened to me when I was 24? I'm 34 now. You know, I probably would have done the same thing and, you know, went out, took the route of, doing crack like he did. He's been recovered now for about 8 years. So, you know, that's the plus side of it. But, you know, I think it definitely has an effect if your mother isn't around on where your morals lie.
Okay, so let me ask you. Okay, now, do you feel if you was abandoned by your mother, or let's say your father, you personally,
okay.
Do you feel like you would turn to drugs? Would you turn to drugs?
The beauty of that, like, I was abandoned by my father when he was out there, so what had happened was I had turned to the route of selling drugs. So I know, you know, most of the topics about using them. What happened was I was in a drug spot or a dope house, trap house, whatever you want to call it, and he was happened to be there. You know, my uncle had brought me there because I was, you know, selling drugs with my uncle at the time. So he brought me there to see my dad. And so I don't know if this was some psychological lesson or whatever, but my dad happened to use drugs right in front of me. And that had such a profound effect on me. I told myself from that point on that I would never go that route. Now, had it not been for that, I think that, you know, just hearing about my dad, all the rumors I used to hear in the town I lived in, and, you know, knowing he was out there based on my mom telling me or whatever, I think, if, you know, eventually I would have probably went down that road, too, just to see what the allure was.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. As you being a person from the outside looking in, how do you feel about a person turning to drugs after they being abandoned by their parents?
I feel like it, there's such a huge void there that nothing, you know, nothing emotionally is going to make sense to them. You know, the reason I said I look at 50 Cent because his mother passed, and, you know, he tried for years and years and years to fill that void. There's nothing, you know, that's going to fill that void because it's the person that gave you birth. So what a drug does is either it takes your mind totally away from that, or it tries to fill that void. And obviously with crack cocaine, you're always looking for the next fix, the next fix, the next fix, so you're not even focused on what the issue was. So I think, you know, I think it's just something that is kind of a 1 + 1 = 2, I think. When you have such a huge void like that that not even a psychologist or psychiatrist or anybody else can feel, that's the only thing that comes along to you that makes it feel like it's close to solving the problem, which obviously it has a greater detrimental effect on people.
Okay. I want you to stay on the line for a minute. Now, Tracy, I'm going to ask you something. Now, when you got off the drug, was it something that you just decided to do, or did you feel like, okay, I'm just going to stop this cold turkey?
Well, like I said, it took some work. It took a whole lot of work inside of me. What made me stop is, and what's hard to show in a movie, scripted, is, you know, the feeling, you know what I mean? Because I just actually got tired of being sick and tired, you know what I mean? To be honest, the smoking right, none of it was really going right, and I got tired of going to jail, you know what I mean, being in and out of jail and everything, and I had to really, I knew there was a solution, and I honestly, I wasn't raised that way, you know what I mean, I wasn't raised to just, I wasn't raised in the streets like that. I'm originally from North New Jersey, you know, that's where all my people are from. Now, my mom, my sister, my brother is out here, and me and my sister accumulated some kids. So when I started doing drugs, I didn't already have 4 kids. Well, I had 6 to die, you know. And
wow.
I knew I wasn't alone. But at that moment, I felt alone. And I was raised in church, you know what I mean? So I had to find my way back home. Somehow my spirit just didn't want to sit. Basically, my spirit was not sitting right with me. And I knew that there was a better way.
Mm-hmm. So,
you know, uh-huh.
So that's what made you like, okay, I'm step away from these drugs and get myself together. Now, I don't mean to get too personal, but was this at the time? Would you got to answer this question if you want to. I don't really want to get too personal. Did you have your kids at this time, or was the kids there? Or was you?
Say one more time that I have. Say one more time that I had. What at the time?
Did you have kids? Do you have kids? Did you have children at the time?
Yes, I did. See, I started doing crack 2001. And my drug I preferred, because when you do drugs, there's no choice. to me, you know, but at the time, you know, before crack, I was doing weed and shine, PCP, you know, and, but that was my thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're good, baby. It's good.
You know,
Go ahead, Casey.
So, you know, I didn't catch the lady's name. You know, I love it when you said that it was the life you chose. You know,
right,
the mind setting of looking at some family members with their quiet stuff. We always look at stuff and not looking at the inside. You know what I mean? It has to be an inside job. You know what I mean? It all comes from within. You know, we want to dress up the outside and we forget about the inside. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm looking at the, you know, what he got, what she got. But see, I'm a firm believer. I could have anything anybody else has if I work for it.
True.
There's no middle of road solution. Either I'm going to choose left or I'm going to choose right. But see,
who
want to be crafty-minded person wants to try to be slick and get around it instead of just going through it and understand it. It is what it is.
Right.
Okay.
And then your testimony got to be your experience is our best future, honey.
There you go. And like I said, Casey, it comes to a point that if you learn from your mistakes, it's a blessing.
Right.
You know, you got some people that continuously do the same thing over and over and over again. You know, but my thing was, you know, I got caught. You know, and when I did get caught, I'm not going to lie, because I was like, wait, whoa, they telling me that I might see X amount of years for doing what I did. Well, I'm going to continue to get high because when I go in, I want to be high. You know, the thing was, and I thank God to this day, I never seen any jail time or nothing, you know, but what really made me stop is when I did get caught, they let me go. They let me go to another state, you know, and we ain't got to go into all of where I went and what nothing like that. But I went and I bought me, I'm not going to lie, I bought an 8-ball. You know, I was like, you know what? I was with my ex-husband then. I said, he went to work. I said, I'm getting ready to get it in because I'm going to jail anyway. That was my fault. I was sitting there, and I took a few hits. I took another few hits, and all of a sudden, I started throwing up blood. Honest God to hand. This is my honest God. I looked in the mirror. I said, B, you either die today or you live today.
Right.
And I still had a lot to go, right? And when I looked in that mirror, and I seen somebody else besides T, I flushed it down the toilet, and I want to thank God to this day, I ain't had no more use for it. I never sold my body. I thank God for that. I never sold anything out of my house. My sister, may she rest in peace today, had got to the point, if I wanted it, she would give me money to go out there and get it, so I wouldn't do none of these things. But I feel like if I went back today, the things I didn't do to get it, I would do even more to get it.
Oh, I love that.
You know what?
Say that.
You know what? And that's a true story because, you know, I want to bring this caller in real fast, and I'm going to finish what I have to say because I have another caller that I want to come on. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, did you hear the topic for this evening?
Yes, I did.
What's your point of view on it?
My point of view, me personally, would I turn to drugs as a stimulant? No. But at the same time, I've never been abandoned by my mother. You know?
Right.
There was points when I was younger when I felt like I was alone, and it was only me. But I've never been, you know, abandoned, you know, by my mother. But I'll tell you, with me working with kids from the age of 13 to 18 years old, I can tell you in that age, yes, they turn to drugs as a center. It's something that they're looking to take away the pain, even though it's temporary. But it takes away the pain. It makes them feel numb, and that's what they want to feel. They don't want to feel
the pain
of being abandoned. They don't want to feel the pain of being alone.
Right.
So, you know, with kids being that young, you know, my question is, what do we do to help kids like that? You know, when the mother is the person that actually gave birth to you, so you should have a bond, you know, with her. But if she's in the streets and she's doing what she's doing, and you're seeing she's in the streets, but she's alive, she's still able to maintain. So now the kids nowadays, now they're doing it. What advice to the callers, what advice would you give to young kids today who
just don't do it,
mother or father abandoned them, and they're having a hard time living their life day to day? Like, what advice would you give from you guys' testimony that you're giving? What would you tell them?
My thing is, like I said, I can't blame it on my parents, because actually when I started doing it, my parents both were deceased. It was something that I chose to do because my ex-husband was doing it. It seemed like he was having a good time. I wanted to try. And I'm going to tell you, and I'll tell anybody, that first hit is detrimental.
Right, right.
That first hit is detrimental. You don't want to go there. You know, because that first hit was not enough for me. It was so grand, and it's only a 3-second high.
Mm-hmm.
But in your mind, you need more and more and more and more and more and more and more. You never get enough.
Right.
But guess what? Thank you, brother. It's not even about that. You're not getting any higher. That first high is the only high that you get. That's the only high you get.
It's designed for you to
spend money. Go ahead, Casey.
No, I'm sorry to cut you off. It's just what you're saying is just so elusive, is that it's designed, you know what I mean, for you to chase it and want more and more. It's that short-term you know. It's can I add this? Because, you know, I must clear this in the air to say this. Everybody can find in certain things.
Thank you.
Some people, hey, I have a family member that confines into her kids. You know what I mean? There's some addicts that confine into food. You know what I mean? There's all types of addicts. But we're talking about, and whatever your stimulant may be.
Exactly.
A drug is a drug, and whatever it alters
Thank
your
you.
Mind. You know what I mean? My drug happened to be street drugs. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
That progressively, you know, got worse. And another thing is, everybody's bottom ain't everybody's bottom. My bottom, I was a crooker instead of a hooker. But however,
first time that they wouldn't even try it the first time.
Don't do it.
I say at the end of my movie, if I can do it, anybody can. If I can do it, anybody can. And you look at me today, I have a Facebook page. You can see me, KCDD Johnson, that's C-A-S-E-Y, that's D-E-E-D-E-E Johnson. You see me. You see how I look. You can look at all my photos.
Right.
You can see my husband. I got married April 26, 2009.
Congratulations, baby.
My divorce is April 26, 2004. You know what I mean? I'm working with Department of Justice, honey, to give me exactly my records of the past. I was a full-time felon, honey. I never get to the penitentiary, but I did county trial. In full fly reality, my reality today is working for God, and I help others. And I do the altruistic flame movements where I help every man, woman, and child to whatever it is they may do. You know what I mean? I manage a group called Success Gang. You'll find them on Facebook, you know, really awesome rap group. You know what I mean? I have one of my kids at home. You know what I mean? I'm a grandmother. You see my grandbaby on there. She's in NICU, but that's okay. My little Mookie Mook, she's recovering. You know, she was born July 30th, and she's gonna be a little grandbaby. You know what I mean?
So,
I mean, hey.
So Casey, let me ask you. When you were in that situation, you know, because you took the drugs because, like you said, your mother abandoned you, what did you tell your kids? Like,
What did I tell them?
Yeah.
See, it's funny that you say that because my two older kids was raised by my mom. Long story, too long of a talk show. And their last image of me was looking at me as like, as that little young thug, that little gang member, that's another talk show, with the pet ponytail, red rag, woo-woo, all that. You know, although I was in and out of their lives. They did witness some things, you know what I mean, from the type of people I used to be around.
Wow.
And I always kept it real with my kids. As far as the cocaine aspect of it, is they knew a little something, but then when my older son saw my movie, he was like, well, it really inspired him.
Okay.
And, as a young grown man he is, and as a father, you know, it brought him to tears to say, he's proud of my mom. I'm proud of my mom. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's the key, too. I think, you know, even if a parent is, you know, going through their time and addicted to drugs, being honest with the kid about it, because they may not understand why. But at least they'll hear from the horse's mouth what actually what's going on instead of being confused or hearing rumors or, you know, hearing it in a worse way.
Yeah.
Hey, Casey, I definitely want to, you know, I know we run out of time, but I definitely want to get to you as a friend because I think we got a lot to talk about, sweetheart. Really?
You know, yes. Casey, we want to have you back on so we can talk about your movie. You want to stay in and find out everything about this movie because I did see a clip of it, and I'm like, wow, it's looking real good.
It's deep.
Looking real good. And from your story, as it being a true story about it, I know I'm going to give it 5 stars because I know it's going to be it. Ain't no question about it.
Wow.
You know? But we is running out of time. But I want you to give your final thought on the topic.
Okay. Well, my information is on my Facebook. If I can shout it out one more time, you will find me on Facebook. CASEYKCDDDEEDEE Johnson. Go to my info. You can see my bio. You read my bio. Get my phone number. I'm open to not no funny style. I ain't with the funnies. You can text me or call me anytime. You know, I'm an influential speaker. I'm willing to listen and talk to you if you need that type of help or just to hear real talk. You can go to YouTube. That's 1029 K Casey, and you can go to my channel and you can see my trailer. Mind you, there's no voiceover narration, but you can just see the superimposed and understand, you know, from listening to the conversation, you can understand, see the trailer and understand what the movie is about. Like I said, you know, that's the bottom line, and I'm going to say it like I say at the end of my movie, if I can do it, anybody can, and I encourage younger, older, in between, you know what I mean, keep God first.
And you know what, I definitely honor you, Casey. I definitely honor you. Is there any shout-outs you want to give?
Say it again. Do I want to say it again?
I said no. Is there any shout-outs you want to give, you know, shout-outs to anybody?
Yeah, to my East Coast, East Coast, New Jersey, North New Jersey, Kazuri, Kijiji, where I was raised. Oh, my God, to my sister Missy, to my California family, to everybody who's been there, supported me, and walked me through this along the way, and I want to keep God first, most and first of all, thank you, God.
All right.
And me and my mom do have a good relationship. I want everybody to know that. You know what I mean? The past in the past, I'm over it, just to let inspire people, to let them know, you know what I mean? You can just, you don't have to hold on to your hang-up. Man, thank you.
You know, and it's definitely an honor. You know, we're going to get you back on the air. If not next week, it's definitely going to be a week after, so we could talk about your movie, let everybody know about this movie, keeping it real, because it's actually based on your true story, which you was just discussing about, and I honor you. And you know, God is good for the simple fact that you came a long way. You understand?
Yeah.
And you're still here to talk about it today. And you made a movie about it.
Yeah.
And I honor you for that.
Thank you.
And you're welcome anytime. But we definitely going to have you back on to discuss this movie.
For sure.
All right, Casey. Casey Johnson, Dons and Divas. Coming up next, we have up-and-coming sensational artist Lulu from BAM Music. She's the first lady on BAM Music. And we're going to hear her smashing single Lulu and some more of her exclusive tracks. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's Butter, baby.
Are you ready? I need everybody to report to the dance floor right now.
Women, step in the building.
All my ladies that don't need a man, they got a job, report to the dance floor right now. All my dress on the ground,
you
report
want
to the dance floor right now. We about to get it popping in this. Grimmy.
I already told y'all what it is.
Swizzy.
That gon' make me
won't fit her. The only reason I hit her, she got so greasy. Little jump skis, you could ask somebody who I beat. I'm far to the easy. It's midsummer, got on long sleeves, cause my arms are freezing. I hit fly for no reason. See, I got money, but it's always wrong and pleasing. Yeah, see, hip hop needs me. The beats are swift, the girl is sick, and please believe that I'm a starter. See, every damn day I fall. My dreams are blue and gray, like sea and ball.
Come on, right hand up, put your left hand up. Put your right hand up, push your left hand up, push your right hand up, push your left hand up, push your right hand up.
What?
move. Put your hands up in the air if you feel me. Crush them all day, crush them all night. Treat them just like old, like whatever. Like a full on blazing. I'm hotter than hole and work at the daisy. People try to make hits and make people bop. I make hits and glade and people get shot. Shut your right hand up, put your left hand up. Right hand got a, left hand got a cut. And you already know the rules don't apply to us. We gon' do what we do with whatever the fuck. Here we go, driving backwards down the one with a big in the hypnotized video. Bang this thing in stereo, turn it higher, higher. Now everybody likes the light.
Put your right hand up, put your left hand up. Put your right hand up, push your left hand up. Put your right hand up, push your left hand up. Put your right hand up, push your left hand up. Put your right hand up, yeah.
Dons and Divas, welcome back. The Lines is on fire. And with me right now, I have up-and-coming artist Sensation Lulu. Lulu, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I'm glad you could join us, Lulu.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
You know, I appreciate you taking this time out. I know you got a lot of things going on right now.
Yes, I do so much and so little time.
Well, let's start with your name. How did you come up with the name Lulu?
Lulu is a childhood name. My real name is Lutia, so it's kind of difficult the way it's spelled. So everybody just cut the rest of the letters off and just left the Lulu there. So it stuck with me for a while, so I figured I'd use it as my rap name.
Okay. Now, what made you want to get into rapping?
Well, I've been doing entertainment, acting, modeling since I was younger. So I just feel like I'm made to be on the stage some way, somehow. But I like to listen to music. I'm very into music. And I always act like I'm the artist and act out and act like it's me in the video. So I said, let me try it. I kind of got a thing for writing, so I said, let me try it out.
Okay. All right, so you just went for that step and just started going with it, and right there you just knew you had the talent for it, so you kept moving with it.
Yes, I did.
Okay, now, as you being a female artist, do you feel it's more work for you to make it in the music industry than it is for a male artist?
Yes, because this industry is male-dominated. I always say, where are the females at? In the 90s, we had a couple of females, Eve, Lil' Kim, Foxy. Now it's just Nicki world. Like, you don't hear nothing else about no other females.
Ooh, okay.
And that bothers me a bit.
Okay, but okay, let's say like it was, let's say, all right, like you said, it's Nicki's world, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like when Biggie came out, remember? That's all you heard about was Biggie.
Right.
Right? So can it be that some artists feel, I'm talking in general, that maybe some female artists feel like they ain't on Nicki level, or maybe that's why they're not trying to proceed with it?
I think, in my opinion, I feel like everybody has their own swag, everybody has their own style, everybody has their own way they lean. Excuse me. So sorry.
That's all right.
Have their own lean. And if you can entertain people and it makes sense, I feel like people should pay attention to that. It shouldn't just be like who's hot right now is the only person that can make hits and get signed to record labels and stuff like that. I think everybody should have a fair chance.
As far as women,
because the men, it's so easy for a man to get put on. They got their crew. you know, but women is hard. We work harder because they don't believe in us. They think we just going to sell sex versus us have some actual lyrics make it good music.
Okay, not to keep it on a double standard, but, you know, that's actually what it is. Because, like you said, Nicki Minaj, you understand? I think of Nicki, the stuff she wear also and her body, you understand? That's what's really getting Nicki over. Her lyrics is good. Don't get me wrong. You know, everybody has their own opinion. Her lyrics is good, but I feel on a certain part, she's versatile, but the lyrical skills could be a little better.
Right.
You understand? Me personally, what gets Nicki over is the personality switching.
Right.
You understand? Because it's versatility.
Mm-hmm.
No. Well, you know what I'm going to do? I don't need to take callers and tell you, but we have some callers on the line, and I want to put them on the air real fast. They'll speak to you, all right?
Okay, no problem.
All right. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hello?
Yes, you on the air?
Hey. Hi, Lulu. This is Danielle, longtime friend. We grew up together. I just want to say congratulations, and I'm very happy for you.
Oh, thank you so much, Danielle.
Okay, I just want to show you some love on the air.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate
so,
it.
So, okay.
Can I put Danielle on the spot real fast?
Yes. Yes, you may.
Okay, Danielle, you said y'all childhood friends, right?
We went to the same elementary school, correct.
Okay. Now, if I was to come up to you and I say, I heard Lulu was an artist, you know, I heard her music was blind, what would you tell me to be like, you know what, I'm going to go listen to her music right now?
It's worth it. I knew her since chorus. I mean, she used to perform. This is not shocking. She's definitely headed in the right direction. This is definitely a good look for her. She never was stage fright, always was on top of her game, for as far as I can remember.
All right. And you know what? You know, that's what you call a real friend right there, you know.
Yes.
So, you know, sometimes
you
ask friends questions, you know, because, you know, talking in general, people out here have friends that's not really their friends. They just with them because they know they're going to make it in the industry.
Absolutely.
You understand? So that was just talking in general. You understand? Mm-hmm. But I know everybody that's calling in that's got love for you. You understand, Lulu? But you know, that's
I love
Danielle.
Everybody.
Go ahead.
I said I love everybody. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Don't worry. I ain't putting nobody else on those spots. She was the first caller, so I had to, like, put her up in there. All right. We have another caller for you, Lulu. We're going to bring them on. All right.
Okay.
Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, you on the air.
Oh, hi. Well,
hi.
This is one of Lulu's biggest supporters. She sure already know who it is. It is your sister. Yes,
yes. Oh, okay.
And I'm definitely riding my sister's wave all the way out. Sit off the top.
She definitely got it because I heard it. So she definitely got it.
Thank you.
She's been prepping for this since we was on punishment, so I know it's going in.
No.
Stop telling the secret,
and I'm
Jasmine.
Proud of you. Huh?
Thank you so much. I said stop telling the secrets, Jasmine. It started from being on punishment and couldn't go outside, and we just sat there and wrote raps. I remember.
That's what
I remember.
Oh, okay, okay. So, Jasmine,
I'm proud
you know
of
the secret to the lyrical skills, huh?
Yeah.
Yep.
This is not new. We've been doing this.
That's good. It's, you know, and that's good that you backing her up with it and you're staying with her. You know, she's not stopping, but it's good you're there to make sure. You know, keep pushing it regardless of what the fact is. You know what I mean?
Yep.
That's really a good thing.
Thank you, Jazz. Yep. I love you, sis.
I love you too, Stinker. Talk to you later.
All right.
Okay. We have another caller for you, but I want to ask you something real fast, Lulu.
Yes, sir.
What's the first thing that comes to mind before you get ready to step into the booth to record?
I have to kill the beat.
Like, I want to kill it. My team always says that about me. Like, I always be like, oh, I'm nervous. I just want to do good. And then when I get in the booth, I just morph into this monster.
Oh, okay.
DK Desert always asked me, he'd be like, what is that voice you use? And I said, I don't know. It just comes out naturally like that. So I just, my mind is like, kill a beat. And I don't want to take forever to do it. So kill it. Do what you got to do so we can keep it moving.
All right. Well, you know what? We're going to let them get some a little taste of it right now, because I want to get into one of your singles, Sexy and You Know It. Tell us a little bit about that single.
Sexy and You Know It is for my ladies, my sexy ladies, who just do their thing, like a Friday night, getting ready, throwing on your shoes and your outfit, and just getting ready to enjoy yourself, and you know you sexy and you know it, so we're going to flaunt it.
I like how you did that. You said that. No question. All right, Dawns and Divas. This is Lulu and one of her smashing singles titled Sexy and You Know It. She's doing big things. And this single right here is just a little taste of what she's doing. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
If you're sexy and you know it, then you clap, clap to it. You're sexy and you know it, put your back, back into it. My ladies in here going and we got your man open, cause we sexy, we sexy, we sexy and we know it. If you're sexy and you know it, then you clap, clap to it. You're sexy and you know it, put your back, back into it. My ladies in here going and we got your man open, cause we sexy, we sexy, we sexy and we know
okay.
it. Lulu said he's stunting. Lulu by the business. Lulu wants something.
Okay.
And Lulu go and get it.
Right.
Next batter up.
Okay.
And Lulu don't miss it. Steps out like I'm winning. Oh, my hair and nails did it. Cause I'm sexy and I know it.
Okay.
I'm sexy and I know it. Elevated from the haters.
Right.
I be looking like I'm floating.
Okay.
Make them burn them up. So it's time to get it toasted.
Do it.
I lit it and light it and love it. Now I'm more focused.
Lulu.
High up in the air. High, high up in the air.
Okay.
I look like I'm the motherfucking flyers up in here.
Right.
Glued to my boobs like he wanna jump in there.
Uh-huh.
All up in my leggings, try to see my underwear. And I don't even care how to sing up in the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
She's a riot started cause they fight for my attention.
Okay.
If you the freshest thing, then do it thing.
Ow.
Watch my own ass, who cares what they think?
Right.
Sexy and you know it, then you clap, clap to it. You're sexy and you know it, put your back, back into it. My ladies in here going and we got your man open. Cause we sexy, we sexy, we sexy and we know it. If you're sexy and you know it, then you clap, clap to it. You're sexy and you know it, put your back, back into it. My ladies in here going and we got your man open. Cause we sexy, we sexy, we sexy and we know
okay.
it. Lulu getting money.
Uh-huh.
Lulu by the pastries
okay.
when they come to cake.
Right.
Lulu got the bakery,
ow.
Got the total package.
Uh-huh.
Certified the shit.
Yeah.
I'm guaranteed to hit get the game of French kiss.
Okay.
Cause I'm sexy and I know it. Sexy and I know it.
Ow.
The shoes and outfit, match the bag that I'm holding.
Okay.
Never trying hard, cause it's easily they know it.
Okay.
Love me in a mini, cause the booty out is poking.
Yeah.
Show 'em what you got, show 'em what you got.
Okay.
They ask you what you working with, you tell them it's a lot.
Oh.
Ain't no J-Lo, but it's Lulu from the block.
Right.
Who keep a winning hand while the loser sit and watch? Party like my B-Day, party like my B-Day.
Okay.
Got to spin my records like I was my own DJ.
Oh.
We supply it all, so they coming through like DJ.
Uh-huh.
Call it Simon Says and play whatever we play.
Sexy
and you know it, then you clap, clap to it. You're sexy and you know it, put your back, back into it. My ladies in here going and we got your man open. Cause we sexy, we sexy, we sexy and we know it. If you're sexy and you know it, then you clap, clap to it. You're sexy and you know it, put your back, back into it. My ladies in here going and we got your man open. Cause we sexy, we sexy, we sexy and we know it.
I'm telling you, I'm in here jamming right now.
Thank you.
Oh, you killed it. You killed
it.
I don't know if you know about the GQ General Question page, but they on it talking about, you know, your single right now, and they showing you mad love on that joint right there.
Oh,
they
are
showing
you
crazy love. You know, I know Billy's on the page and everything, but I don't know if he could get into it to respond. But they showing
uh-huh.
you love on that page right now.
Thank you, guys.
Now,
I can't see it, but thank you.
Yeah, we got to get you in there. Now, how long did it take you to actually write and compose that single?
I would say about maybe 2 weeks.
Mm.
About 2 weeks. Because I'm a perfectionist. Like, if I don't like something, I'm going to do it over and over and over till I get it.
And see, that's the good thing about it. You know what I mean? Till you feel it's to the perfection where you want it.
Yes. And for the people, I want them to enjoy it. I want them to understand. I want them to be able to relate. So I work hard. I really do.
Now, you're not only an artist into the music, you're also into graphic design. Tell us about that.
Yes, I go to college, DCI College, for graphic design, video editing. I'm good at drawing. I'm good at putting movies together and documentaries and stuff like that. So, when MySpace came out, everybody was like, can you do my page for me? Because you always got some new stuff on it. And I was like, let me go to college for it and get a degree. And it just took off from there.
Wow. And from there, that's where it all started.
Yes.
Now, was graphic design something you considered before you became an artist, making your way into the music industry?
Yeah, that's how I actually started, because when I met Kate Devitt, I was doing his mixtape cover for him.
Uh-huh.
So that's how it started, and he asked me to do a couple of more things for him, for his project, and I expressed to him that I like to do music, and I would like to try to work with him, and it's just history after that.
Okay. We have another caller for you. We're going to bring them on the air right now.
Okay.
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yo.
All right. You on the air with Lulu?
Yo, what up, Lulu? What's going on, baby girl? What up, G?
What's going on?
Hey, laying low, trying to let my head grow. Man, this is what the game been missing, man. You know what I mean? I don't like to listen to a lot of people's shit, man, but you smoking right now, baby girl. You are smoking. You heard?
Thank you so much.
Oh,
I appreciate
it. Oh, you're sexy. Oh, you dope, girl.
Thank you.
Yeah. I just want to ask you a question. Like, how old are you, number one, if you don't mind
how
me
old
asking?
Why would you ask a woman that?
I got to ask you because you sounded like a teenage girl on the track, but
oh,
that's
my
I'm
goodness.
Asking.
I'm not even ashamed of my age. I'm 30.
Oh,
I'm 30.
Girl, you go. See, we need more of this going. Don't never be ashamed, girl.
I'm
don't
not
never
ashamed
be ashamed.
Of my age.
It is what it is, girl. You do
yeah,
what you do. You do what you do. Go hard. You understand?
Yes.
Go hard.
I appreciate that.
I love
it.
From the bottom to the top. You dig?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
No doubt. Well, I got to say right now, but I'll holler back. You dig? You know, I got to go on my little lunch break. I'll holler. Great fun. I'll see you in a minute, baby. Love y'all. All right. You family.
No doubt.
One.
Oh, what? Now, the callers, because the lines is on fire. I mean, the lines is really on fire. So I need the callers, if you want to go on the air as you're listening, press 1 to go on the air to speak to Lulu. You know, if you're on your computers and you want to speak to her and come on the line, the number is 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air, or you can stay on the line to hear the show. Now, Lulu.
Yes?
What can the listeners expect from you?
Well, you can expect different. I wouldn't compare myself to Nicki with the different personalities, but I'm very versatile. Like, I can go from straight cocky, I think I'm all that, to lyrical. Then I can do a sexy and you know it and do something for my fellas. And then I can get really aggressive and crazy on the track, too. So it's so many different styles of me. People will always have something different to look forward to seeing with me.
All right. We have another caller on the line for you. We're going to bring that caller in right now.
Okay.
Hello, caller, are you there?
You?
What's going on? You have Lulu on the line?
Yeah, this is Desert. Damn music. We in the building.
Desert, what's going on?
What's good, family? What's happening?
I can't call it.
Primarily, you already know, saluting the first lady of the team. Really happy, really excited for her, her transition, her basically embodying the whole process from just making music to the whole range of becoming a mogul, being a star, and being entertaining, and giving the people what they ask for. So I just want to let everybody know, man, that she's not only a great person, a great woman, a great friend, a great artist, and we back her 1,000%. And she definitely has a team behind her that believes in taking it to the top. There's no limits.
All right. No doubt.
Yeah, man, I love what you're doing, man. Appreciate, you know, the whole opportunity for the movement, for the team. And
you know how we do.
The palace is always rocking. That's where it's at.
No doubt.
Thank you, David. We're
going to play that joint next, Lulu. So you make sure.
Yes.
Yeah, check. Yeah, don't forget the guy on the hook, too. The guy on the hook is all right, too. He's cool. Yo, man. Everybody, please make sure y'all be abreast, man. The Lulu Show dropping. It's going to be a great project. You need to be a part of it. If you don't want to be the sore thumb, you need to get on it. I'm sure she's going to fill y'all in. We have a great release party for her jumping off the 2nd of September.
Yeah.
It's going to be major. It's going to be really big.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be up in there. So we definitely going to be up in there for support. Ain't no question about it. The GQ Palace family definitely be up in there.
Lulu, you already said do it, represent us, bam, all the way.
You already band music.
All right.
Rich.
Now, Lulu.
Yes.
You going to say something?
I was going to say salute.
No doubt, fam, salute.
All right.
Now, Lulu.
Yes.
Let me ask you. What can you tell me about Lulu that will make me want to go buy her music?
Lulu is very down to earth. Excuse me. Very down to earth. Very zero tolerance, straight to the point. Like the work. And get it done. I'm very focused individual. You know what I mean? I just like to do what I love. So, and I'm cute. Plus, I'm cute too. So I'm easy on the eyes, and I make sense, and I make good music. So, I mean, the music speaks for itself. You hear my music, and it's like, wow, where has she been? So, I think that's it. I think that's it right there.
Okay. Now, what I want to do, I want to get into another one of your singles, Lulu.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that. Elaborate us on that single.
That self-titled track, Lulu, that was when I was feeling cocky. Like, that's to all my haters, all the people that don't have faith in me, still don't have faith in me. Like, I'm doing this. Because when I started, people were like, really? And you are how old? And I'm like, you're never too old to do what you love. So this was cocky. I got bars. And don't doubt me no more.
All right. Now, you actually featuring Kay Bessett on this single.
Yes. The guy on the hook, as he said.
Yeah. How did y'all get together to combine that single?
Well, like I said, when I expressed to him that I wanted to do music, we started collabing together, and I wanted him on the hook because he's so good at hooks, and he definitely gets the party started. So with Lulu, it fit. It mended real good together. So
that's
how he ended up on the hook.
All right, no doubt. All right, Dons and Divas, here's another banger.
that smashing single by Lulu featuring Kate Desert, titled Lulu. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Enjoy the outcome of it after. definitely would scream, I'm tired, I'm tired, I don't want to do it no more, it's annoying me, but I love the end result at the end of it. I love it, so.
Okay. Well, we have another call on the line for you. We're going to bring that caller in.
Okay.
Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, we have Lulu on the line from Band Music.
I just want to tell her that you're banging out, sister.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was just listening. I'm like, wow.
Thank you.
Props go to our sisters and our divas of today,
yeah,
because it is what it is.
Absolutely.
So, you're doing a great job, and I want to just tell you, continue doing what you're doing.
Thank you. I definitely will.
Yeah, and most of all, keep God first.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Not a problem. And take care of yourself.
You too. Have a blessed one.
You as well.
All right.
All right. We have another call on the line for you, Lulu. We're going to bring them in real fast. Hello,
okay.
Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
We have Lulu on the line.
All I can say to Miss Lulu is, Lulu, 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 you are hot. I am jamming. You are hot.
Thank you.
This is what the females need. You are exactly what we need.
Thank you so much.
Great
I do
job.
It for the
Great
ladies.
Job. That's what well, you're doing it big, too. You're doing it big. We will definitely be at the release party. Give us the information. We're talking about it in the chat room, so I'm calling in showing support.
Okay, thank you so much again.
You're welcome. Anytime.
All right.
Now, Lulu, let me ask you.
Yes.
How do you have time to write your lyrics with you doing so much? How do you balance everything out?
I have no idea. I just do it. Like, I really don't, because I do a lot. Like, I have a 9-to-5. I go to college. I do the music. I'm recording. I'm doing shows. It's a lot, but I love this music so much. You know I'm going to have good results out of it. So you work hard and you get good results after that. So I just do it. I don't know how I be standing sometimes. I'm up 6, 7 o'clock in the morning blogging on Facebook and Twitter and Reverb, and everybody's like, when do you sleep? Like, my cousin always hits me with a message in the morning, like, go to sleep, cuzzo. Go to sleep. But I
well,
got to
you know
work.
But, see, you know, even though, you know, it is hard, but that's what's good about it, because you still got supporters that's probably, you know, doing what you do, but ain't nobody
mm-hmm.
going to do it like you do it.
Absolutely.
You understand? That's the thing. You know, you got your supporters, but ain't nobody going to do it like you do it, because
mm-hmm.
you're the main one that would really want to get that out there. You understand?
If
so you're going to get up that early to, like, all right, this is what I got to do, this is what it's about. So, you
mm-hmm.
know, it's like a mind and body thing where you're going to get yourself up and you're going to do what you got to do.
Yeah, you ain't got no choice. Got to just do it. You got to work hard for what you want to do and what you believe in. And I always say that nobody's going to do it the way you can. You can't be mad
exactly.
at nobody but yourself. If you don't go nowhere, it's your fault.
Exactly. You're absolutely right about that. Now, like I said, you're the one that has to do it. What actually gives you that drive to make you want to keep going and getting up and, you know, proceeding in the music industry?
The reaction I get from when I let someone hear a song for the first time, or they get to see me perform, or I premiere a video, like, the reaction, like, people are just like, wow, I didn't know you were capable of this. And that just feel good. Like, my sister, out of nowhere the other night, just posted on my Facebook wall, like, I see what you're doing, I love your drive, and, you know, I just wish the best for you, and I just felt so good for, you know, the people and especially family to notice your hard work and what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. And that's what's the beautiful thing about it.
Yeah, this thing is not easy. It's not easy, but I love it. So I'm going to keep doing it and keep working hard at it.
Mm-hmm. And that's what you're supposed to do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's your inspiration and goals as an up-and-coming artist?
Well, right now, I just want to entertain and make good music right now. Eventually, you know, I want to pave the concrete. I want to work hard. I want people to see how hard I'm working. And eventually, I would love to become mainstream. Like, I want to be famous. I don't want to just do music after it's all said and done either. I would love to do acting and modeling and all the things I've been doing all these years. I would love to get into more of that stuff right now, but music is my first love, and I just want to entertain and make good music for the people.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, do you have any videos out for any singles right now?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
yes.
Well, let us know which one it is.
All right, my YouTube channel is The Lulu Show 430 Straight Through. I have 21 videos, actually, but my best creation is my Lulu video, which I got 6,000 views on, and the freestyle video, K Desert, that I edit, he has 8,000 views. But
okay.
I have live performances from also the sound. Shout out to the sound. Sound Like Money, Big Fish, Chaso. I have videos of them up, videos of Kate Desert performing. I have a lot of stuff up, actually. Visuals is very important to the team.
And see, that's what's good also, because you're not also doing yourself, but you're doing people that's part of the team also.
Yes.
So when they go to your video, they're going to see the band music completely.
Absolutely. And I'm working on my video Dirty Date, which I'm going to drop at my release party on the second Dirty Date.
Okay,
very,
you know,
interesting.
Because, like I said, the lines is lit up. Let us know about that right now. And then at the end of the show, I want you to repeat it again. Because
okay,
the lines
well,
are actually lit up right now.
Okay. I'm having my release party at Sapphire Lounge on 249 Eldridge and Houston in Stanford. That will be Sunday, September 2nd, 2012. It starts at 7, it ends at 11. It's going to be a great show. I'm probably going to perform maybe 7-8 of my joints off my mixtape. The Kate Desert's performing. Shout out to Ms. Deem. She's on the label R&B Singer. She's going to do a joint with me. Sound Like Money's going to do some stuff. It's going to be real good. And I'm also raffling off myself to somebody have a date with me.
Oh, all right, okay.
A lot of things going on, and we're going to raffle our band music hat also. So.
Okay.
Got a lot of things going
on. Because, yeah, you got definitely got a lot of things going on. Y'all definitely doing it big, and I honor y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Because y'all all sticking together, and y'all doing what y'all supposed to do. Now,
shout out to my brother. I'm sorry. Shout out to my brother, Bills Mania. My bro, love you, bro.
Bills Mania.
Yes, my bro.
No doubt, no doubt. Shout out to Bills Mania. And, you know, speaking of Bills Mania, he has a Battle of the Sex Drives coming on tomorrow from 3 to 5. So make sure y'all check that out.
Tune in
for that. Now, let me ask you.
Yes.
Who does your production? Does one person do it, or do you have random producers that do your production?
I say like two or three. Shout out to Chemical Beats, Brooklyn producer. He's wonderful. He's great. Also, I work with Prince Reels Records. They're great over there. And shout out to my brother. He's part of the team. Rock Child as well. Street Deacon Wise. That's my bro. He's great with the beats. He also does the video. He films us. So he's so great with his camera. Love you, bro. Got a couple of people working with us.
Okay. What I want to do right now, I want to get into one more of your singles that's hitting hard. So Sick. What is the scenario behind that single?
Again, shouts out to Street Deacon. He did that beat for me. He did that beat for me, and it was so gritty. Like, I like beats like that. Like, it was so gritty, and I just said, I'm going to be a monster on this one, and I'm just going to spit bars. And it just was magic after that.
Magic. Okay, okay. Go ahead, Lulu, go ahead.
I mean, it's just like, when you listen to it, it's just like, who is she? Who is she? Like, it makes you wonder, like, what's going on in that brain of hers? And my brain is always working a million miles a minute. So, I let y'all be the judge for yourself. It's crazy.
No, no doubt. Once again, the phone lines is on fire. You know, if you want to speak to Lulu, press 1 to go on the air. If you want your PC, the number to call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air, or you can stay on the line to hear the show. All right, y'all. This is another joint by Lulu. She is killing it hard. The name of this joint is called Soul Sick. Parental discretion is advised. She's definitely doing it. First lady from BAM Music. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Tyson with my words, you can't stop her. Lord, give me the strength, pray I don't pop ya. Entry level ball, can't compare, I'm gonna hire. Motion picture shit, on my red carpet shit. I shake the walk through your mind type certain shit. I'm a boss bitch, with no regrets. No sir, bagging niggas and bitches, best of both worlds. Who want their feelings hurt, spitting fire lines. Fuck you losers, damn I wish you motherfuckers die. I'm a problem, maybe a motherfucking monster. Every day I gotta fight, especially my bottom line. So smooth with my moves, like a ninja in the night. Talking out your face, I sing you higher than a fucking kite. Lulu so dynamite, living up to the hype. And I don't have a problem with crushing anybody's mind. I'm a motherfucking problem. Bitches try hard, but I'm a problem. You can starve, yo. I'm from motherfucking Harlem. When niggas get money, acting funny, lacking with the honey. I'm a motherfucking problem. Bitches try hard, but I'm a problem. You can starve, yo. I'm from motherfucking Harlem. When niggas get money, acting funny, macking with the money.
I'm a bitch with no sense, sure you wanna start it up. Add a shotty to your body just as fast as you blink once. How you feel it, haters kill me, think I won't turn it up. Right?
Because you got lips, bitch, I did you wanna. Set a fire to the ass, convincing me you couldn't last. Hear the sirens, hear the flag, DOA, then I show ass. Bitch, we out here in the wild, fucking with this money music. Put a cat to your roof, Lulu show, home improvement. I'm out with that lame, stupid, phony nigga bullshit. And when you come correct, I'm taking all that. All I see is red, and this is not a murder test. Get down, fucking with me, that is your best bet. Lulu got swag that people not familiar with. Put it like this, I'm the one that you won't forget. Long hail the queen, first lady on my team. Shouts out to Dink and Fire, I'm feeling so inspired.
I'm a motherfucking problem. Bitches try hard, but I'm a problem. You can solve, yo. I'm from motherfucking Harlem. When niggas get money, acting funny, macking with the honey. I'm a motherfucking problem. Bitches try hard, but I'm a problem. You can solve, yo. I'm from motherfucking Harlem. When niggas get money, acting funny, macking with the honey.
Because you definitely taking it to another level.
Thank you so much.
Ain't no question about it. Now, what's next for Lulu? You know what I mean? What's the next step? You get out there. What's the next step?
Lulu just trying to do this music, this mixtape. I want to drop. I'm going to just kind of relax a little bit and work for the rest of the team. And next year, hopefully, my solo album will come out. No, don't judge me. That's what I'm going to just be working for. But I just want to continue to keep writing and being more creative and doing these videos and doing these graphic designs and anything I could get my hands on.
Okay, okay. We have a caller for you. We're going to bring them on now.
Okay.
Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, you have Lulu on the line.
Hello, Lutia. This is your sister, Shannon.
Hi,
calling in to let you know that I'm very proud of you and keep up the hard work.
Thank you. That's the sister I was talking about that posted on my wall the other day.
All right.
Aw, thank you, Lucia knows, although I don't agree with all the cussing and everything, I am very proud that she's doing something that she loves, and it's only right as an older sister to not want her to be cursing, but as I told her, her drive and her dedication to her craft is all that matters. So, very proud of you.
Aw, thank you. I love you, sister.
I love you, too.
Thank you.
You know, it's good that you have that support. You know what I mean? And it's good that you have, you know, the team with you when y'all all supporting one another, you know? And
yes.
That's the good thing about it. We have another call on the line for you.
Okay.
Hello, caller, are you there?
Yo, 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 it's Bill's Mania.
Bill, what's going on?
Yo, what's good, man? This is one call, show Lulu love. Love you, sis.
I love you more, bro.
I'm at work, so I'm sneaking around, looking around, speaking the call right now. You already know. It's Bam Music, you already.
Yes. Yes.
Love you, sis. We work hard over
you
here.
Yes. Thank you, bro. Don't get caught.
Nah, I'm good. I'm good, money. All right. Love you guys. Bye.
All right, Bill.
Bye.
Now, let me ask you, Lulu, would you consider yourself more as a musician or entertainer?
An entertainer. Because I do everything. I do everything. It's like putting my hand in a cookie jar with assorted flavors in there, and I want to taste every flavor. Like, whatever I could put my hands on, whatever I can get good at, and I could master it, I'm down to do it.
Okay. And I definitely honor you on that. You're definitely big things. Now, what I want you to do is let the listeners know, is it just that September event, or do you have more? Let them know all the events that Bam Music has going on. Or let them know about your Pacific event.
Well, my Pacific event is the release party. That's just what we got right now, because right now we're just basically studio making good music and you know, doing interviews. I have another interview on Sunday on the Grown Man Show with DJ Uncle Tone. Shout out to Sapphire, MI6, everybody that shows me mad love. But we just waiting for the Lulu Show to drop on September 3rd. We're doing the party on September 2nd again, 249 Eldridge and Houston and Stanford. $5 to get in. Starts at 7, ends at 11. And you know it's Labor Day, so everybody's heading to Brooklyn after that to get crazy at Juve. So, you know, we're doing big things and just continue on to make this good music and strive for better. And my links.
That's what I'm going to say. I want you to give the listeners your information. Give them all the information.
All the info, because I'm everywhere.
Give them everything.
Bam Music is every day. We are definitely on Facebook, facebook.com/Lutia, LUTEAIR, Keith, KEITH. Also, Bam Music, we have a page. Also, I am Desert.Bam. Also, we are on YouTube. The Lulu Show, 4:30, straight through. Check out the videos. Reverb Nation, Lulu, 4:30, 82. Twitter, Tierra Songs 430. We everywhere. Check us out. We definitely a wave. We definitely a problem. So the world should really get ready for us because it's about to go down. Bam.
No, no doubt. Lulu, it's definitely been an honor having you on. Also, people, don't forget Battle of the Sex Drives tomorrow, Bills Mania 3 to 5 on Flow Empire Radio. Don't forget to check that out. Is there any shout-outs you want to give, Lulu?
I want to give a shout-out to my mama, first off. Without you, it wouldn't be no Lulu. Definitely want to give shout-out to my supporters, Ms. D, Natalie, Chanel, everybody, Jazzy, my team, Bills Mania, Devitt, The Sound, everybody. I got wild love from everybody, and I just want to give that love back. Like, these guys believe in me. And I remember it was a point when nobody believed in me. So I love you guys for that. And, you know, without y'all, there wouldn't be no Lulu. So I love everybody. Thank y'all for tuning in, listening to me, and showing me wild love. Appreciate it from the heart.
No doubt. You know, you're welcome back anytime.
And
no
shout
problem.
Out to you for having me on your show.
No,
this is an
no
honor.
Problem.
I was
no
kind of jealous when Desert was on, so I got my turn now. I got my turn now, but thank you,
know, you
for showing
like
me love.
You know, you're welcome back anytime as well. You know, anybody from the band, you know, Bill's meaning that he's doing it big. You know, I honor
mm-hmm.
him also. You got two
yes.
real hot artists on his hands right now. And you know exactly
yes.
what to do with them, you know?
Absolutely.
And Lulu,
absolutely.
It is definitely an honor. Like I said, you're welcome anytime. Y'all have any exclusives, send them in, and we definitely
you know
won't
it.
Play them.
Absolutely.
Right?
I have a good one. Thank you so much again.
All right, Lulu.
All right, later.
Lulu from Black & Mild Music. Coming up next, we have comedian Sean Harvey. And he's going to give us a little stand-up comedy also, so make sure you stay on the line to hear that because he's doing big things, and we're going to find out what's his next step and goals as a stand-up comedy. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
I like this. Like this. A lot of dudes spit game, but it's not like this. A little one night love, priceless. Girl, I'm loving how you move that there. Don't disrespect, I'm just feeling that groove in here. Smooth caramel face, hazel brown eyes. Your 38 waist got prestige hypnotized. I just want a moment, a few minutes of your time. I know sharing it often, but baby, but so fine. Excuse me, Mr. Nazy John, how you doing? I mean the bum rush, but I saw you cross the room and it's like I'm love struck and touched by Cupid. Shorty smiling, looking at me like I was stupid. Bartender, I need another round of whatever she's drinking. Got that combo going, now I'm loving this weekend. Found out we had a lot in common and knew some of the same people. Now we vibing and I'm still pumping the diesel. And so the third friend, she vibing with the pimp. Took her home, smash punk, and ain't seen her since. I'm
looking at you from across the room. Damn, baby, trying to do some things for you.
Play a play.
Won't you show me how to fight a move? Then after the club, we can groove.
Play a play.
All I know, be attached to you. Prestigious, ain't no match for you.
Play a play.
Little baby, just a one-night stand. Understand I can't be your man.
It's like I just left the scene of the crime. Same spot, different night, different bras, new lines. Piece of new talent, only saw it from behind. Hope her face is banging like her design. The only way is to find out, tapped on the shoulder. Said she was 20, but she looked a lot older. Glad her relationship was finally over. There to blow steam. Said she been with him since the age of 13. I'm already scheming, shorty so vulnerable. Now ain't I a demon for what I'm about to put her through? Let my ear, gave her that shoulder to lean on. After a few beers, I was driving a Neon. Back to the back cage, and hit him so slick. I wiped you for the night, but we divorced by six. I still got a couple flicks. Holla at a pimp. Morning came, put her out, ain't seen her since. I'm
looking at you from across the room. Damn, baby, trying to do some things for you.
Play a play.
Won't you show me how to fight a move? Then after the club, we can groove.
Play a play.
All I know, be attached to you.
prestigious, ain't no match for you.
Little baby, just a
one-night stand. Understand I can't be your man.
She was five with light green eyes and a body with bangles and sexy thighs.
Come on, come on, on, let me take you out and I introduce you to my lifestyle. I'm playing with you, you're playing with me. We both don't know how that.
Feeling tight and that mood is right, and you on that dance floor under them strobe lights, and you got a little cutie right in front of your sight. Let them know that it's on tonight. That's right. If y'all feeling tight and that mood is right, and you on that dance floor under them strobe lights, and you got a little cutie right in front of your sight. Let them know that it's on tonight. That's right. Don't leave the girl around me if you love her. My game's a 1,000. I get them buns buttered. Step your broad to leave her on my kitchen cupboard. Peak cutting, get him sprung and find another. Then burn rubber like them whips on jack strips. I can't hear him crying like music on bad tips. M-O-B, now that's pimp. Forget the name, just remember the limp.
I'm looking at you from across the road. Damn, baby, trying to do some things for you. Won't you show me how to ride a move? Then after the club, we can groove. All I know, be attached to you. Prestigious, ain't no match for you.
Little
baby, just a one-night stand. Understand I can't be your man.
Oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, yeah. Oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, yeah. Oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, yeah. Oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey.
All right, Dons and Divas, welcome back. The phone lines have just been crazy tonight. Now, welcome back to the palace. And with me right now, I have comedian Sean Harvey. Sean, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for the applause. The only place to be right now is at the palace right now. I'm feeling real good.
No doubt. And Sean, I want to thank you. It's an honor having you on. I really appreciate you taking the time out to join us this evening.
No question about it, man. You know, it's all good right now. It's a Friday night. You know, I'm listening to the music. I just heard the last song you played. You know what I'm saying? I'm up here doing the 1978 two-step. I was good. You know, I got my Heineken popping. I'm listening to the music. This is what we do.
No doubt. No
man, put
doubt.
The applause button back on. That's what I like. I'm going to put the applause button.
Give him an applause, please.
Give me an applause button. All three of my baby mothers used to applaud me.
I hear you. Now, Sean, let me ask you, what made you decide to get into comedy?
You know, this is the thing with comedy. Actually, comedy was a dare, but I was one of those young cats that used to snap in the lunchroom. You know, like in junior high school, in high school, you come downstairs to the lunchroom and you start snapping on everybody. Well, I was that dude, always snapped on the lunchroom. My family also was fun as hell, so we were always laughter in the house. And then what happened, one of my best friends is a barber, and he was also a part-time comedian. He didn't have a car, so I drove him to his shows. So as we were driving to the shows, I would snap on him. We would all snap on each other. And he told me, you know, he goes, yo, man, you're so funny. Why don't you just get on stage and just tell jokes? I told him, yeah, I'll do it. The first time I didn't do it. The second time I went up there. And I've been doing comedy ever since. So basically, it was a dare for me.
Mm. And, you know, so. And like, how long have you been doing comedy?
I've been doing comedy hard for the last 8 years, man. Taking it to a whole nother level for the last 3 years. Best decision I ever made in my life, man. I love making people laugh. It's just like a job. You know what? It's a funny thing. You think. It's all good, and people, you know, we out every night, as far as comedians are out every night making people laugh, which we do. But it's a business. and you gotta be, you gotta show up on time, and you gotta go to work, and you deal with the same kind of issues at the job as I do with comedians doing comedy.
Mm. Now, do you write your own routines?
Yeah.
Doing the comedy.
Yeah, I write my own jokes. A lot of my jokes are storytelling jokes. They're about me. They're about what I'm going through. And I do have some observational jokes about what I see. You know, they call me the old school junkie because I'm almost 50 years old. So a lot of my jokes are geared to back in the day. So I get a lot of good responses off of that. So, yes, I do write my jokes, but a lot of my jokes are just my personal experiences on what I've been through in my life.
Ooh. Now,
yeah.
Have you ever been doing a comedy show, and I think they call hecklers, and somebody try to, like, intervene with you and,
right,
you know, try to come at you? How do you handle that situation?
You know, I have to let you know, by the grace of God, man, I'm going to tell you this. I haven't had a heckler in a long time. I don't get a chance to let anybody heckle me, because once I do my set, I get right into it, and people just vibing with me. But with hecklers, there's two ways you can go about it, man. If somebody yells out, you have the power of the microphone. That's your power when you're on stage. So that's the first thing. The second thing, you're going to have to come up with something funny and wit and more wit. And you have to bring a lot of wit to the person who's snapping on you to turn them back to have everybody get back on your side than the heckler. But heckling comes from when the comedians don't have nothing to say, really. And the crowd is bored. That has a lot to do with it. But then you do have some hecklers that are just drunk. Sometimes people get drunk and they just start talking. But heckling comes from when comedians don't really have nothing to say.
Mm.
So you got to, as a comedian, you got to be sharp, man. You got to go up there and get into your jokes and get into the funny, and then people start laughing. Now, when I started doing comedy, yes, I used to get heckled every other night of the week. But that's when you're new and you don't have nothing to say. So most people who heckle comics, 9 times out of 10, they're heckling new comedians that really don't know what's going on.
Mm. Now,
yeah. And I like to give a shout out to all three of my baby mothers.
Now, let me ask you, what happened if you were on stage and you doing the routine, telling your jokes, and no one laughed? How does a comedian get out of that situation?
That's the worst thing, man. When you're telling your jokes and you get no reaction from the crowd, that's worse than getting booed. If a comedian boo me, then I can react off of that boo. I could say something about that boo. I could turn that boo around. But when people are staring and not saying nothing, if you're a comedian, you're just going to have to kill yourself. That's the worst, but to get out of it, you got to come with the funny. You got to come with the jokes. It's comedy, stand-up comedy is something you have to be sharp at. You have to be prepared for all situations at all times. You just don't think you get up there, yeah, I'm going to be funny, it's going to be all good. You never know what happens. That's why you got your jokes, your snaps, or your clowning in the back pocket just in case you need them. A lot of comedians, they talk about the venue, the club. You know how sometimes you go into a club and you look at the light fixtures, you look at the carpet. You know, you could talk about all that, and that's a way to get the crowd back into laughing again. Or more importantly, just talk about yourself.
Okay, let me ask you, who would you say is the best comedian of all time?
Oh my God! Now that's the question that every comedian hates.
Yeah, because it's some good ones. They say Richard Pryor, you know, Bernie Mac was doing his thing.
You
got the newcomers, Martin Lawrence.
Right. You have your obvious comedians, and you name a few of them: Eddie Murphy, Richard Pryor, Martin. You know, we could go on and on with that. And of course, one of my personal favorites is like everybody else. Richard Pryor is one of my favorites. I love that Eddie Murphy, when Eddie Murphy was doing his stand-up, I love that. But let me tell you something. A lot of the comedians that I run with today that might not be nationally known, some of them are, and some of them aren't, are some of the funniest comedians to me. Like my comedy mentor, Smokey Suarez, comedian talent, comedian Capone, and cats like that that I run with. These guys are hilarious. They might not be nationally known yet in the movies or like a superstar like that, but some of these particular comics are very funny and very hilarious to me.
All right.
And these are my working peers.
Oh, okay. I have some callers on the line, but I want you to do a little stand-up. But I want to bring the callers in real fast, and you still see what they have to say, all right?
All right, cool. Let's go.
All right. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello?
Come on, my Heineken.
Yes.
My Heineken getting warm. What's up?
Hello, you on the air?
What up?
What's going on?
You know, my man is Kevin Hart, because he say, all right, he's going to learn today.
That's Kevin Hart. I'm going to tell you one thing. Kevin Hart is not going to be on this radio show because he makes too much money. So you have to talk to him.
Don't say never.
Never.
You're going to get Sean Harvey tonight. Not Kevin Hart.
I understand that, and I love that too. But like Rick say, never say never.
Oh,
because we the ones that can do this. We got the damn thing going on, okay?
Well, you sound sexy anyway. My name is Sean. I'm a Pisces.
Oh, for real? What's up, Sean, baby?
What's going on, honey? My child support is paid, so what's good?
What? You better look up.
My child support is paid, and I'm single. What's going on?
And I am too, sweetheart. Look me
Yo,
up.
Yo, Rich, man. Yo, Rich, hang up the phone, man. Me and Michelle Ray are going to start calling right now. We don't need you no more, Rich. You hear
but
that laugh right there? She's ready to make out right now, bitch.
Sure.
Look at that laugh right there. Oh my God.
Look me
you
up,
know
baby.
What? Well, you know what? This is what I want to do real fast. Because I got to call
her
on the line, but we run out of time. So I just want you to take it from here, Sean. That's what I want
you
to do.
Let me tell you something. The young lady right there, I got love for you. You know, holler at me on Facebook.
I got love
Sean
for
Harvey.
You too, sweetheart.
Yeah, inbox me.
Sean Harvey.
My name is, yeah, Sean Harvey. You know, she's going to inbox me in about another 6 seconds right now. I know.
I sure will.
Thank you so much. But like I said, Rich, man, you know, I'm old school. You know, I'm back in the day. I'm almost 50 years old by the grace of God. And I remember back in the days when you got a tray bag of weed, man, you got 17 joints out the bag. Remember that?
With the bamboo paper.
Rich, you bought that bag on Friday. That bag lasts a Monday in my day. You understand what I'm saying? Not like these young niggas out in the street. They got to smoke weed and flavored cigars. You see them, they go right to the bodega. Go, Poppy, let me get a strawberry, vanilla, raspberry, morning scented, honeydew flavor, lemon and lime. What? No. I'm old school.
Damn.
Yo, Rich, back in the day, when you took a sheet of Easy Water, you took a sheet of Big Bamboo, you put the weed, the seeds, and the stem in the joint. You remember that?
Uh-huh.
And when you lit the joint up, the weed used to pop. Remember weed used to pop back in the day?
Hey.
No.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Oh, it's just me and you on the line.
No,
hello?
We're all here.
This is Rachel. Hello.
Hello?
Oh, what? But he's no.
I'm here. Rich, give me my money. That's what I want, Rich. I want my money for doing this. Why are you laughing, Rich? You like me. I know. What's your name anyway?
My name is Rachel. Hello.
Hi, Rachel. My name is Sean. How you doing, man?
Hi,
picture.
Sean.
I'm looking you up
on Facebook. I've been listening to the show. I'm looking you up on Facebook now.
Yeah, it's Sean, S-H-A-W-N Harvey, H-A-R-V-E-Y. You see my picture. I'm the one sitting there in the beach chair. I was on the beach.
Okay.
Where you from, honey? Because I don't know where everybody went. Forget them. We talking now.
I'm from Eastern Long Island.
Oh, I used to stay in Long Island.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I used to stay in Valley Stream. What town you live in?
I'm in Mastic.
Oh, okay. You live by yourself?
No, I don't.
I'm about to say, because I was going to move in. I fall in love and I move in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Where did they go?
I have no clue.
They just left us together like this. I think my radio interview is supposed to go until just 8 o'clock, so I think they cut me off and went to the next segment.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm still here, baby.
Well, they should have said good night, right? They just left you and me together.
Just left us together. I've been trying to get in for I don't know how long, and after the show they put me on, and now I'm talking to you.
Exactly. So they do the show every Friday?
Every Friday. You should listen in. We have general questions, I think, from 6 to 6:45. It's a really good topic. Start listening in.
Oh, good. Well, you know, I would love to, but, man, God, I'm so busy. Like this time of the night, I'm really running around. You know what I'm saying? I'm working. I work at nights, but I'm glad that you're supporting the show. And, Rich, that's my man.
All right. That's good.
Did you find me on Facebook? Did you friend me on Facebook yet?
Well, right now I'm driving. I was on the side of the road at one time, but I got to pull over. And I'm definitely going to find you, and I'm going to friend
Hello?
You.
Hello? Can y'all hear me?
Hello?
Can y'all hear me?
Yo, man, we good.
Y'all having your own little private conversation. Hello. Y'all having an own little conversation. It's people on the line. Y'all like, yeah, you know, such and such. I'm like, well, damn, I'm hitting my phone. I'm like, hello?
I bagged that already. I didn't even know where you went. We were looking for you. Let me let everybody know.
We have comedian Sean Harvey on the line right now. So he's doing his thing because you got people on the line, and I guess they don't know what's going on because y'all have y'all little private session.
Well, Rich, where did you go?
I didn't go nowhere. I was saying hello, hello, hello. I'm pushing the phone. I'm banging my phone. I don't even know if it's going to work no more. I'm banging it. I'm like, oh, yo, hello, hello.
See, before you get Kevin Hart on the phone, Rich, you got to get your phone system together. I didn't know where you went, so me and the young lady just started kicking it. And by the way, Rich, she's pregnant already with my baby.
Oh, no.
I got her pregnant over the phone.
But what? Rich, see, because what we did,
he didn't even
have
to move in. He did not even have to move in, just got me pregnant on the phone.
I got her pregnant on the phone.
Damn, so that was really a deep conversation then.
Okay, did everybody else hear it?
Yeah, everybody could hear it. I'm gonna tell you.
Oh, I didn't know. Yo, everybody, man. You know,
hello,
man. It's Sean Harvey, man. I'm in the building.
You know, I'm here.
See, everybody's here.
We're the best show.
Hello.
Yo, hello.
Yeah. See, he's.
Oh, what's up, player? I was trying to get my rap on.
Hello.
See.
Hello.
Yeah, you have an audience on the line.
Hey, yo, that was mad crazy. I'm gonna just be honest. You know what I'm saying? I was listening to the whole convo, and I was like, and I was bugging because I'm listening on the internet through the computer, and I'm like, what is going on?
Well, like I said, I'm going to look up and see if you can tell me a few jokes.
Hey, yo, Sean, man, yo, I actually called in, man, just to commend you, man, and then I also want to just let yo, Rich, man, yo, it's Prestige, man. I just want to let you know, man, yo, a great interview, man. I'm enjoying everything tonight. And then by you getting dropped off the phone, and then let just Sean and the shorty girl just keep talking, man. Just made the night just extra explosive. It was crazy. I was in here laughing my ass off. I was like, yo.
At the same time, I have my little Heineken on the side. I have my coconut on the side.
That's what I'm talking about.
You want to hear something funny?
I'm ready to
Sean,
back it.
The track you were dancing to, Boom Bop Bang, that's the artist right there.
Oh, so there it is, man.
Yeah, that's the artist.
Oh, okay, that's
we
what it is.
Just
yeah,
we just play a player.
yeah, man, I was sitting right there checking out. And yo, Sean, man, I just want to commend you, man. You know what I'm saying? Keep the child support coming. Stay out there, Maria's, man. I'm fighting this guy to stick together, man.
Hey, yo, my child support is paid. That's what I'm saying.
That's
I'm good,
it,
that's
man. Do not, yo,
good.
Do not, yo. They're locking brothers up for being one step
no.
behind. I'm telling
yo,
you.
I'm saying, check this out. Check this out. When I say my child support is paid, I'm talking about it's paid. I'm done. It's over.
Oh! So you already finished your sentence?
Yeah,
see, I got 5 more years on my sentence.
Yo,
I'm just trying to think. I'm just, hey, look, God willing, I'm just trying to get my sentence done.
Yo, let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something right here. The last child support payment I made, I called my baby mom. I told her to kiss my ass. I'm good.
I know that's right. Pop that champagne, brother. Pop that cork.
I told her, you know. Saying it's over, I'm good. Yo,
I said something on Twitter, man. And for those who listen, follow me at This Is Prestige. I said on Twitter, man. Everybody cracking about it. I might have had 1,000 retweets. I said, yo, they got something worse than STDs and child support out here now. Y'all know this, right?
What?
It's called trannies. Y'all gotta be careful. Yo, tell these it's called trannies.
All right, listen. Proceed.
I'm so politically incorrect. I'm sorry.
Stick to the music, okay? Your track is hot. Stick to the music, okay? I want you to stick to the music. Let me and my homeboys continue to rap and talk because I'm about to back.
Hey, Sean, right on, brother. Right
no
on, man.
Problem,
do your thing.
Yeah. I'm having a great time.
You better not go no further than the steps. All three.
I'm having a great time with y'all tonight, man. It's a
great oh, man, yo, man. Hey, great interview, man. Great interview.
Thanks,
man. And to everybody.
Yo, thank you so much, bro, man. Enjoy the rest of your night. To my young lady, man, you enjoy the rest of your night as well. Can we get another female on the line right now while I got my swag up? You know what I'm saying? Another female on the radio.
You have another one, hello? Because
maybe we can have a threesome right now. You understand
what I'm
saying?
Oh, God. Wow.
We can have a radio threesome. Right now. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. Hold on. Let me pour me another drink right now. Hold on, because I'm not
trying.
Get another drink. Get another chick on the line, and let's make this happen. Fellas, y'all just listen. I'm going to show y'all how this is done. Sean Harvey.
All right, player,
break out the champagne. Let's do this. Ladies, my child support is paid. You get with me right now. Let me tell you something. At 13 years at my job, I was making $279 a week. I got my first check after child support, $1,900, though.
Wow.
Well, damn.
They put you
on the streets, huh?
13 years at my job, I was making $20,000. I thought I was making $20,000. I come to find out, I was making $96,000 a year. So my child support. The first thing I did, you know what I did? I traded in my 1989 Toyota Corolla with the floor seats. I got an 09 Maxima.
Yo, that's crazy. So how much was you paying if it was like that? You gotta trade cars. I mean, like,
they're taking that money out my check. Yo, listen, man. When I finished my child support payments, I had a child support party.
Yeah, yeah, you got to. You got to.
I invited everybody. I even invited my baby mom. I just charged her
$50,000
to get in. That's all. I just charged her $150,000 to get in. That's all. I need some of this money back. I'm on my hustle. Hold on, wait a minute. Let me crack this Heineken open again. Hold on, wait a minute.
Oh, my God, Joe. Oh, my God, Joe.
If my baby mother's listening right now, kiss my ass.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yo. Hey, man, congratulations, man. I can't wait to get there, man. I can't wait to get to that finish line.
Yo, 5 more years, this is what I suggest. Stop.
5 more, brother.
Yo, quit your softball. Quit rapping right now. Make sure you get to work on time right now. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, man. You can't miss a day, man. You can't miss a day. I told you, it's like a brother's up for being one step behind, man.
Yo, right now you like on the relay team right now. You like the anchor on the relay team. You about
know.
To hand the baton to you right now.
Yes. But I got that baton, round. Man. I can't drop it. You dropped the baton,
drop
man.
It.
Then you got to start all over.
You close. You only got 5 more years to go. We're going to hand you the baton. Please, player, don't drop it.
No, I can't, man. I'm telling you, the race ends. The race is, it ends.
Oh, man, it's a beautiful day again, man. I got love for the young cats, man. The thing they don't understand, these young cats, you know, I'm almost 50 years old. These young cats, they got the dreads. You understand? They walk around with the fly-ass dreads with the funny smell, and I got nothing against dreads. It's kind of funny to me. You have dreads.
Yo, can I ask you this? Sean, let's go back to what you just said. You said with the funny smell. What do it smell like? What is the funny smell? Because that is hilarious to me. What is the funny smell? What is that?
It's a combination of brute and roach spray. It's a combination between brute and roach spray, man. That's all I got. With a dab of vanilla.
Oh, my God. OMG.
Don't play. Because the phone line is, like, lit up right now. Let everybody know what's going on. What's going on right now, we have comedian Sean Harvey on the line. So I just want to add, because the phone line is going crazy right now, but we have comedian Sean Harvey on the line right now.
Bronx,
all right,
New York,
go ahead, Sean.
In the building. Listen, man, I'm originally from the Bronx, New York. That's the hood. I got the love for the Bronx. I moved out the hood. I live in the suburbs now because my neighbors are nice. That's all I'm saying. I just go back to the hood. I visit. I wave at niggas, and I keep it pushing.
Yo, let's just keep going back. You said the funny smell. That is the fun. Yo, that is the most hilarious thing because, yo, I'm down in the South. Down in the South, yeah, it's like a new religion down here. It's like, okay, you want to be a rapper, you have to go get swag. You have to have bread. And then you have to get a body full of tattoos.
And so pretty much you just dictated what your life is going to be, a thug.
So now you can't do nothing else but rap or try to be a rapper. So I'm just trying to – so now I know what it smells like on the public bus. Because I was trying to figure it out, like, you know what I'm saying, like everyone on the public bus is just sitting right there with all these dreads. And you just said they had roach spray and what else you said?
Brew. With a dab of vanilla.
That is hilarious, man.
With a dab of vanilla. That's all. Then they put a little vanilla on it with the brute and the roach spray. And then they go outside. But let me tell you something. The dreads are fly, but when you get 50 years old like me and you put that gray in the dreads, now you're walking around with an industrial mop on your head. That's all I'm saying.
Yo.
Now you got an industrial mop on your head. That's all I'm saying.
Yo,
cut the dreads off when you get 32 years old. Cut that off. When you dreads are cool from when you're 18 to 29. When you're 32, cut those off.
Wow, man. Wow. Wow, that's crazy, man. But you know 30 to 15. You know that, right?
My baby mother got dreads. I'm like this. Stop playing.
Wow.
It's crazy, man.
Sean Harvey, old school junkie in the building. Bronx, New York. I do live in Pennsylvania in the Poconos. I live in the suburbs. My neighbors are nice. That's all I'm saying.
Yo, Sean,
when you move
out
of a different neighborhood, when you move from the hood into a nice neighborhood, your neighbors change. You understand what I'm saying? People wave at you. You come outside, you wave. Everything's, hey, how you doing? Like at you at a parade. How you doing? How you feel? Let me tell you something. Let me keep it real right now. I moved out the Bronx. I live in the Poconos. I brought my pit bull with me, right? So my pit bull was ferocious in the Bronx, okay? we spent the last 2 years in the Poconos, right? There's no reason for him to be ferocious. I got a soft pit bull right now. The mailman delivers my mail. The pit bull runs up and licks the mailman in the face.
Wow,
my
man.
Pit bull
wow.
is not tough no more. So I put my pit bull
up
in the car.
Pit bull got up.
I put the pit bull in the car, took him back to the Bronx to meet his father. My pit bull didn't even want to get out the car when we came to the hood. He was like, nah, I got to go back home. Take me back to the suburbs.
It's crazy.
The best radio show on earth is Sean Harvey, old school junkie. I'm in the building. Where my lady at? Where my homegirl at? You still there, honey?
I'm here. I'm still here.
You know, I'm feeling you. You know that, right?
I feel you. I feel this baby in my stomach.
You still pregnant?
Yo, Sean. Yo, Sean.
Everybody, I got a new baby mother. Meet her. She's pregnant right now.
Yo, Sean, I want to tell you because we're running out of time.
Yes, sir.
It was definitely an honor having you on. Why don't you give everybody your info so they know how to, you know, let them know the info, let them know what up-and-coming events you have going on, let them know all that.
Okay, first of all, man, you hit me on Twitter. That's Hard Funny. Facebook is Sean Harvey, S-H-A-W-N. Also, Comedian Sean Harvey on Facebook. I got two pages, man. Right now, I do a lot of comedy shows in the Bronx, New York. That's Cafe Lou's, 3060 Boston Road. And where I live at in the Poconos, I have a big show, Fernwood. That's November 24. We got Tony Rock, Chris Rock's brother, the comedian talent's going to be in the building. But I do comedy all over the country, man, by the grace of God, man. But hit me up on Facebook. Hit me up on Twitter. I'm on the best radio show on earth right now. It's a good look, and it's just a pleasure to be here, man. Oh, yeah, matter of fact, if you're in Harlem, we got the movie theater, Smokey Suarez, man. That's Thursday, August the 30th. It's going down. That's at the Magic Johnson Movie Theater on 124th Street, 8th Avenue. Always sold out, man. And, you know, just working like everybody else by the grace of God. And I'm also looking forward to the interview with the legendary Grandmaster Caz. That's my man.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, we actually have him on right now.
I'm not by my computer right now. Don't hang up the phone. I'ma just listen to the rest of the show. That's all I'ma say.
Alright. Yo, Sean, it was definitely an honor having you on.
Yeah, I appreciate
you. I really appreciate it. Is there any shout outs you wanna give?
Yo, man, shout out again, like I said, to my baby mother that worked with me through child support. I love you. Okay.
All right. Sean Harvey, dog.
All the comedians on earth, man. And shout out to you as well, my man, Money Rich, man. I appreciate you.
No doubt. Good looking, Sean.
All right, cool.
All right. Sean Harvey, dog, and Davis. Coming up next. Special guest appearances, hip-hop pioneer Grandmaster Caz. We also, I believe we have Chuck Freeze also in the building. So stay right there and don't move. We'll be right back. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
in the business is me, TM. I can't rest unless I'm in a BMW. Thought I was over. Perish the thought, you ought to know that Casanova. Rules always push out the pack. Rhyme so hard if you bite, your jaw crack, your teeth fall out. I go all out. Get mad and fall out. Rappers I call out. Four at a time. Head up rhyme for rhyme, cause I'm a legend in my time. I'm a legend. That's right, y'all.
How do you feel about the hip-hop that's out right now?
Who you talking to? Who you think you talking to? First off,
Grandmaster Cass. I'm talking to Cass.
Nah, this is Papa Wu right now, baby.
All right, no, I know it's Papa Wu, but we also have Grandmaster Cass on the line.
Oh, you got him on the line?
Yeah, Grandmaster Cass is on the line, too.
Yeah,
Cass, you
good?
There, right? Yeah, yeah, that's how I was saying. Cass, how do you feel about the hip-hop that's out right now with these new artists?
It's not a lot of hip-hop out right now. It's a lot of rap music out.
Okay, so what would you say is like the difference between rap and hip-hop? Because I also have, the reason why I have a lot of up-and-coming artists on the line also. So I want to know, Cass.
There's not a difference between rap and hip-hop. It's just that hip-hop is the culture as a whole, and rap is just one element of it.
So one element of it. So you feel like the rapper that's out now ain't really saying nothing. Because back in y'all element, you know, all three of y'all was making, y'all was sending messages. You understand? Y'all was giving messages to people. But now the artists that's really out right now, you know, they giving messages. You got some artists that's also giving messages, but some that's not.
Well, I mean we can't, our generation can't take credit for always having positive messages in music either. I mean, when hip-hop first started and when we first started getting on the mic, it was all about partying and talking about ourselves. You know what I mean? So nobody wasn't really, you know, coming with a positive message until, like, Melly Mel and when he did the message. And that was the kind of song that kind of made it okay for you to start talking about the conditions that existed out here. And I think that was a good, one of the greatest turning points for hip hop.
Hello? Grandmaster Cass call just dropped. So I now have Chuck Freeze and Papa Wu on the line. Chuck Freeze,
yeah?
What's your intake on that question?
Well, let me say, as far as old school rap, I mean, Grandmaster Cass is right. It was more about performance. It was more hip hop, and our variety of what we spoke about was more vast, but it was more about fun.
Papa Boo, you feel the same way?
Well, you know, I think I'm old school, man. You know what I'm saying, Pa Wu? You know, ain't nobody do it like Pa Wu, man. You know, I mean, it's art. The artist. It's about the artist, man. This thing today, man, anybody can hip-hop. That's why it's so watered down, it's commercialized when you say hip-hop and rap and all that. You know, these are elements, man, the intimate, man, the soul of the man, when the artist, the true artist is behind all that. You can tell the difference in a hip-hop nigga or a rap nigga than an artist, man. You know what I'm saying? Because the artist master his craft. You know what I'm saying? Jay-Z is an artist. Because he master, Kanye is an artist because they master their craft. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you got to be willing to always transform, man, and change that things go on. It's like, I remember, I come back, God, I'm 56 years old, God. I come back when it was doo-wop. I was born in the 50s, and I watched the music of sound. I used to play in a band and all this, so I knew how sound changes at times. So you got to respect these things are changing when you change different things in the atmosphere, man, of music. Because remember the seven tones, God. You got, you know what I'm saying? The pitches get different, and you know, and they get on different frequencies. But some people can't ride that way. But if you're a true artist, man, you're versatile, man. I don't care what come at me, man. Pop Wu gonna be Pop Wu, man. We got a room or what? I'm gonna be here in 2000, motherfucking, to 2000, take me. This 2012 will take me to 2030. I'll be it. But I'm a true motherfucker. I deal with the artist, God. I can't deal with this hip hop and all that shit, God. Like I said, it was so watered down. This shit they doing today, God, is embarrassing. You know what I'm saying? Ooh. To me, you know what I'm saying? That's not music to me, but it's commercial because they're getting paid. You know what I'm saying? Like they did to my brother. Dirty is my little brother for all y'all out there, God. That's my little brother, God. And I watched that. They turned him into Big Baby Jesus. You understand? They turned him into Eddie Kane. They turned him into all these characters. So they had to give him a certain amount of money to play these characters because his shows wouldn't go on. They kept feeding these drugs, and we trying to let him know. You understand what I'm saying? But he's a real artist.
Yes, yes.
He's a real artist. You got to know what an artist is. Then these hip-hop and these rap. And I'm not going to take up the time, but that's the way I feel, brother. You know what I'm saying? I'm a righteous man. I know righteous music, man. I can't let that whack shit fuck my ears up, man. You know what I'm saying? I believe in the real artists, man. I know who's real in the game. And then we still here, and we don't even got a chance today because they're getting paid off of this bullshit. But our day is coming. Trust me. Watch.
Okay, so do y'all feel like some type of, you know, like y'all feel like the artist that's out now, you know, with the music that's going on compared to what they was getting back then in their salary, do y'all feel like, you know, y'all feel cheated in any way? Because of what y'all was
no,
getting,
no, 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 no. We never feel cheated, man, because that's blaming shit on somebody else, man. We righteous people. We know what the game is all about, man. This shit is commercial straight up like that, man. So don't keep trying to feed other things into it, what's really happening, man. It's commercial, man. The puppet master is at control again, man. You know what I'm saying? And he's
well,
pulling strings, man.
Well,
but you know what
you, you was dealing with the Wu-Tang. You deal with the Wu-Tang. That's,
and
that's
I raised
right.
all them since they was babies.
You raised all
them.
Yeah. That's the
90s.
That was like the 90s. Yeah. Now, Chuck Freeze, what I want to ask you is, like I was like, back in your era, when you was doing hip-hop, right?
Yes.
Do you feel like it's like a cheated way because, you know, what y'all was getting back then from the record labels compared to what the artist was getting now?
All right, well, I'll put it this way. Look, I started out right in the beginning. I was down with Disco King Mario, then I evolved up to rock with Africa Bambaataa and Jazzy Jay. So back in them days, we wasn't getting nothing. Like, Mario used to give us 4 cheeseburgers from White Castle after we carried the equipment, after we performed, after we did it all. You know what I'm saying? And we wasn't mad at that time because we had the love for the music itself. See, a lot of these artists, you got to understand it, a lot of them are made. Well, we made music when we did it. You know what I'm saying? At that time, we didn't have to practice and sit there and run through routines. We just read what was in our heart, and we just spread it out there. But as far as the money is concerned, it's like this. It's that we in an age of evolution. So we all evolving. You know what I'm saying? So money changes, times change, and if you keep up with the times, you'll keep up with the cash flow.
Okay.
I mean, the money's so certainly different, don't get me wrong. 4 hamburgers compared to $5 million is a big difference, you know what I'm saying? But
talk to me, buddy, that's right.
We can't be bitter about it. We just got to strive and do what we got to do to get our part of the pot.
Okay. So let me ask y'all. Y'all being, like I said, in the era that y'all was in, like, we're trying to get Cash back on the line. I don't know what happened. She's trying to get him back on the air. But I'll discuss that later. But like I was saying, you know, Papa Wu, in your era, with you raising Wu-Tang and you dealing with 7 people from Wu-Tang, how did you manage to collaborate with all of them to get to that success as where they at now?
Because I made them have the answer to one person, and that only one person was me. I didn't let people get into their ear. You don't go past me, because I raised them, because I brought them to the Nation of Islam. I don't want to give all of them now. There's all my little physicals. God. A lot of people don't even know, God. They moms and my moms and sisters and like that, God. We all one family. Me, Dirty Rizzers, 60 Seconds from the Assassins of the Sons of Man, all of us one family, God. And we shitty cock Indians, God, and we always do it. But none of them never had to answer to nobody. Before they answered to anybody, they came to me. And that's why I had more control of everything, because they didn't play games with me. They respected me. And the only
that's
one that had, everybody couldn't be in their ear. You know what I'm saying? Because anything somebody told them, I loved them for one thing. They come like, yo, Pop, well, you know what he said to me? And I go back and flip. That's why I was boycotted out of the industry like that, because I wasn't playing. My interest was the Klan. It wasn't for me to go. That's why Rizzo always tell me, don't take no money, because they're going to try to bribe you. They're going to try to do all that. I ain't going to sell my soul like that, God. Not to the devil, God. You know what I'm saying? The only thing he could do for me is a favor, God. That's all. And the only favor you could do for me, back the fuck up, man. I got these niggas. And that's how I always kept it real, God. What is wrong?
Well, go ahead. You got something you
want to
say, Chuck, before we bring the call
on? I was still Pop Wu, you know what I'm saying? I got extensive history in Staten Island and all that. Us and Bam used to come out there, do the Arbor Days and all that way back when RZA was Prince Raheem and all that.
The thing is,
I really respect that because, like, in my group, you know what I'm saying, we had a record deal with Tommy Boy, Jazzy Sensation.
At the same time,
RZA
had that deal.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
And I respond to Planet Rock or whatever. But the point was is that at that time I had knowledge myself like I do now. I was 17 years old. So I was the one that looked at the contracts and I read them. And like everybody in the group signed them, but I wasn't having that. And to this day, I never signed. I never signed.
And that's deep that you say that because in the Klan, like all of, a lot of them was signing contracts, but certain people in the Klan didn't want to sign. You know what I'm saying? I'm not doing that. And a lot of conflicts came up. I watched these niggas from babies grow up and all that. I used to take them to the movies, God, and see karate movies and all this shit, God. And I watched how they, after that money started falling like that, and I watched how the devil eased in real fast. And it's not, they ain't take them away from me, but they gave them a different way of thinking. When, you know what I'm saying? But I know as time going, when you put money in a person's face, yo, if you leave that nigga Pop Wu alone, you can get this, you can get that. I know, I ain't stupid, but I love them because they my nephews and they all that, and I love them, and my little brothers, but I just want to see them be happy. I never ask them niggas for shit anyway. You know what I'm saying? My happiness is just seeing them get places, and I'm going to always be there. Makes nobody cheat. You don't got to give me shit. It's because your legacy, when you take it that far, my legacy is going to live anyway because I got grandbabies and all that. I got a great-grand, and they live through that same Wu emblem, you know what I'm saying? So you keep doing what you're doing and keep this in the family and keep it going. I don't need nothing from you. I just want you to be God.
I
actually
have a caller on the line. I want to bring the caller in real fast. Is that all right with y'all?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello.
Yeah. You have Papa Wu and Chuck Freeze on the line.
I'm really, this is prestige, man. This is prestige. First and foremost, I'd like to thank you for giving me this opportunity. And I already spoke to the guy Sean, and yeah, he's a comedian, so, you know what I'm saying, so I just engage with jokes, man, but life is never that. So I just, you know what I'm saying, it's good to engage in laughter, but this is real talk right here. And yo, peace to the God, yo. What's going on,
peace,
Pop?
Peace, God, peace, man. You know,
man. And yo, on this end,
man.
That's what it is, yo, all the time. And yo, peace, yo, Freeze.
Yeah. What's up?
Yo, no doubt, man. Yo, peace, man. Yo, then we get into the real conversation because that's actually what I called before. And the phone lines got connected or this or whatever the hell happened. And you know what I'm saying? I ain't really want to engage into the jokingness of everything, but hey, I can improv with the best of them. My thing is, I have two, I'm not gonna take up much time, I have a two-part question that I have real brothers on the phone and whatnot. Not to say Sean's not a real brother, just to say I have a two-part question. Pop, Freeze, do you feel hip hop sold suburbia in corporate America? And if so, how can we ever get it back? How can we ever get it back?
Wow, that's a good question.
Well, if I can say something more than that, I'm not going to say yes. You know what I mean? It definitely sold the soul, and the way that we could get it back is that right now we're in a digital world right now. You know what I mean? So cats, all we really got to do right now, man, is you get your barcode, you know what I'm saying, you get your PayPal, you get your stuff together, and you sell it yourself, and you reach out to who you can reach out to. If you reach a million people, 700,000 like it, maybe 400,000 will buy it.
Okay, Papa Wu, that was you. You want to answer that question for Prestige?
What did he say again?
Okay, I asked it again. Freeze. Do you feel? It's a two-part question. Do you feel hip hop sold its soul to suburbia and corporate America? And if so, do you feel we can ever get that soul?
No, I can answer that. You can tell it wasn't hip hop. It was the individual.
Yes.
Sold their soul to that shit, man. Hip-hop is hip-hop, and we know what it is. It's gangster, man, and we're going to keep it 100 like that. But it's the nigga in the biz who sold it out, man. And I can name some of them niggas who did it, man, gave them niggas a chance. When that nigga Puffy, don't put me on blast like that, man. I know how this shit got sold out, man.
Yes, that's
so they
right.
Can control it. That because Illuminati was coming in, and they wanted to control this shit because they wanted a part of it. And that's why the puppet master, that's why them labels, man, they pull your fucking string. They got these niggas jumping around crazy, God. That's why you see all this killing and shit. Black men ain't just kill each other like that till this hip-hop shit came in. Not that hip-hop shit. I blame a lot on the rap shit because that's all the niggas running his fucking mouth. That's what rapping is about. Niggas is running his fucking mouth.
Exactly.
Thing.
Yeah. So, Papa Wu, yo, Pete.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, pardon me, God. Now, let me ask you this question. You know what I'm saying? And now that we're going to have real rap now. I'm glad you said that. You know what I'm saying? I'm a real dude. know what I'm saying? I ain't hard. I'm just real. And here's my thing. I'm glad you asked. And at the same time, you almost kind of left it like that, like left a blank right there too. Now how do we get it back? All right, Listen to me too. At the same time, you quick to, we can say this, and I'm glad you said Diddy because I totally agree. And my thing is, how do we get it back? Man, brothers ain't trying to hear that. Man, we got brothers out there like 2 Chainz. I ain't even going to front. I call his name too. Now what? Now how are we going to get it back?
How we going to get it back, man?
Let's do it.
We got to put the knowledge back, man, to the foundation, man, and make real music,
man.
We got
to give them the knowledge.
We got to give them the knowledge. That's what I keep telling them. They're giving them garbage because ain't nobody teaching no more.
Word upon.
You got to educate them. And then the same niggas they're talking that stupid shit, they can't talk no more. If the truth don't stop them, nothing else will. We got to tell the truth and shame the devil. These niggas come with this wicked shit, man. All you got to do is drop the truth on the world. And they're bear witness to you. Simple as that.
Word upon.
Simple as that. You want it back? Tell the truth and shame the devil, nigga. And it'll all come back. Shame them niggas. But that shit is stupid. You know what I'm saying? Nobody act like they ain't got nothing to talk about. All the knowledge they got in their head. Come on, man. I can hardly believe that. Some dumb, deaf, and blind.
We it's brothers out here. It's honestly brothers out here speaking the truth. It's honestly brothers out here speaking the truth.
We got to show tomorrow. Me, Lord, Jamar, and them. And we God, God. We got almost 40,000 people coming out tomorrow, God. We're just born in Trenton, God. And this is real talk, God. We don't give a fuck about that industry, that government shit, God. We do what we do. We the God, and we going to entertain them, and we going to teach them. Mm-hmm. Fuck that, man. What are you looking for? You searching for a mystery, God, to bring you food, clothing, and shelter, love, peace, and happiness? Come on, stop that, man. So I don't give a fuck what they said. I said everybody just caught up in this industry. I call it. We create our own industry, God.
Exactly.
We create our own industry.
No doubt.
You know what I mean? Well, you just do what you got to do, man. They can't stop you.
They never can.
All right? Come on, man. I don't focus on that kind of shit because we all right. Everywhere we go, we got crowds, God. They love us. That's entertainment, God. That's artistry, God. I love what we do, God. I ain't about that other shit, man. That's why sometimes it's good to give than receive. Now, the blessing of heart giving, God, you're going to receive a blessing one day. Trust me.
No doubt. You're right.
You know?
doubt, man. First of all, yo, I want to thank y'all brothers, man. I want to thank y'all for y'all's contribution to the hip hop, man. You know what I'm saying? For,
you know,
for,
no doubt, man. I'm just
taking,
chilling. I'm
taking
on my own zone
right
now, man.
You know what I'm saying? And yo, Rich, man. You know what I'm saying? I want to give a shout out, yo. Cause I've been listening to the interview all night, man. Listen to the show all night, man. Great interviews, man. Shout out to homegirl KC, man, for sharing her story, man. Because crack is destroying more black homes and slave masters, man. Hats off.
Yeah, she actually has a movie out that's coming out.
No doubt, man. Yeah. I was listening to the show, man. Yo, listen to her story, man. Yo, that shit was uplifting, man. Word up.
All right. No doubt. No, I appreciate the support.
And, man, yo, Pop, man. Yo, Freeze, man. Love y'all,
brothers,
man.
What's up, baby? Keep
talking to me, baby.
Talk to me, man.
No doubt, man. Yo, Rich got the contact, man. Peace to the gods, man.
Yeah, peace, man. Yo, make sure you get it, man. After this, man, I want to hear from you, man. Make sure you get it, man. So,
yeah, you sure will, man. Yo, hit me, yo, man. Follow me on Twitter, man. This is Prestige, man. Yo, ain't no game, man. Word up, man.
I won, baby. You know what I'm saying? Number all right,
yo,
man.
No doubt, man. No doubt. I'm still listening. Y'all keep it, yo. All right, one.
Peace.
Those fellas. I don't know what happened, but we ran out of time. But I'm honored that y'all came on because Cash call dropped and we couldn't get him back. So, you know, and it was only like a half an hour. But I do appreciate he couldn't call and then definitely going to try to get him back on the show. But I am honored. I really do appreciate y'all calling in because we have a lot of listeners listening in right now. Chuck Freeze and Papa Boo. You know, it's an honor having y'all on. If anything I could ever do for any one of y'all is never a problem.
Yo, peace. I respect that, Rich. I just want to say one thing to my man, Pop Wu. You know what I'm saying? I want to thank you, man, for your contributions and you're still striving to keep this hip-hop movement real. You know what I mean? I see you just did the project with the Queens clientele with my man, Kirk Digger, Iron Sheik.
Yeah, you know that.
Madonna, Lotto, that's my people. I grind with them all the time.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Just your contribution on that was just so real to me because you authenticated what the movement was.
That's right.
Wow.
And I appreciate that, brother. What is wrong, man? God damn, man. Man, I got some shit for their ass tomorrow, though, man. I appreciate all them. Well, I need all this energy right now. You know what I mean?
No question. You deserve it, brother. You deserve it, brother.
All right, I'm going to say peace and love, man.
All right. I want to thank y'all once again for coming on. It was definitely an honor having y'all on.
All right, peace.
Pop
Wu in the house, y'all.
No doubt. Papa Wu and Chuck Freeze, Dons and Divas.
Yes, sir.
All right. All right, that's it for tonight's show. I want to thank all my guests. I want to thank the listeners. I want to thank all the callers. But most of all, I want to thank the man above because without him, none of this would be possible. I want to thank the whole GQ Palace family. Y'all don't forget to check out $2 Tuesdays at Boston Road, the Fusion Bar Lounge, 3398 Boston Road. Excuse me. You also have the $3 Wednesday, Recession Wednesdays at Glenroy's. The address is 145 East 149th Street. And don't forget on Saturdays with my man Swagger, the Harlem Rat Pack, Boogie Black, and Lord Piff. The Tavern at 246 East 138th Street between 3rd and Ryder Avenue in the Bronx. Also, tune in to GQ Palace Radio, Spiritual Sundays, this Sunday from 7 to 8. Call in and give your testimonies. On Mondays from 7 to 9, you have GQ Palace Radio, Love, Life, and Loyalties with your host, Steph Dallas. Parental discretion is advised for that show. Call in and join in on his hot topics. On Monday show, that's No Children Allowed. On Tuesdays, you have GQ Palace GPS. That's GQ Palace Sports with your host, T.C. Harlan, and the mayor. You can also call in and join in with the dynamic duo as they discuss everything about sports. And on Wednesdays, we have GQ Palace Radio Love Fantasy with your host, Picasso, from 8 to 10, as he play the hottest slow jams for the grown and sexy. Feel free to call in because he will also be discussing topics. I'm your host, Rich Money. Have a safe and blessed weekend. This is GQ Palace, Love of Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
Are you ready? I need everybody to report to the dance floor right now. Women,
step in the building.
All my ladies that don't need a man. Got a job, report to the dance floor right now. All my dress on the ground, you want to the dance floor right now.
Turn it higher, higher. Now everybody likes the lighter.
Put your right hand up, put your left hand up, put your right hand up.